Making talk radio great again. This is the War Room with Owen Schroyer.
To the War Room, the latest expansion of InfoWars live broadcasting. I am your host, Owen Schroyer, and it wouldn't be possible if it wasn't for you guys out there supporting us, so we thank you. Today we're going to be hearing from Mike Cernovich, Roger Stone, Alex Jones, as usual. We expect to be hearing from him a lot, we hope to be at least. We'll be hearing from Alistair Williamson, who has some breaking footage on a UN, what appears to be a forward operating base, if you will. He's got breaking footage on that. We're always going to have big guests for you, big roundtable discussions, all the breaking news on DACA, all the developments on Hurricane Irma, and anything that breaks during the show, we'll also be getting that to you as well. 3 to 6 Central here weekdays, the latest in InfoWars live broadcasting. Right now, let's begin with Alex Jones, who's going to come right in.
It the Clown's going to be on live last.
And we've got It the Clown, and you're going to be, are you going to be interviewing It the Clown? Groundbreaking?
No, you are. I'm just here to get on with Mike Cernovich.
That's a lot of pressure for the first show to be making me interview It the Clown.
Well,
but we're up to it.
Special supporters.
Well, it was
It the Clown, Hillary, and Podesta have the same taste.
So we're going to find out what It the Clown thinks.
What do It, Hillary, and her victims have in
What is It, Hillary, and both of their victims, Podesta's. And the Podesta's victims all have in common?
They like salted meat.
They all like It?
What is It like?
So we're gonna find out. Groundbreaking. It will be on the War Room as well. So Mike Cernovich, Alex Jones, Roger Stone, Leanne McAdoo, and It, the Clown, will be joining us as well. You don't want to miss that. There's the teaser right there.
Part of this is we syndicate radio and TV here is to get all the listeners and viewers out there to start emailing and tweeting this out. Because we're not going to be doing the first 5 minutes when these shows launched, actually. It's going to be news packages in the future, the next few weeks. And then you'll come in at 6 after every day. That's a big thing. I'm excited. So it's all part, folks. Get the transmissions out. And every day I'll come in here and do this.
There goes Lord Jones. Your wish is my command.
That's a Star Wars joke. We're not actually calling each other Lord.
Your wish is my command.
All right, so we got It the Clown coming on, Lord Jones coming on, and everything in between. But right now, let's get to what's breaking in the news blitz. Let's start with President Trump. First thing this morning, he was addressing Hurricane Irma. He said, watching Hurricane closely, my team, which has done and is doing such a good job in Texas, is already ready in Florida. No rest for the weary. President Trump was ahead of Hurricane Harvey and all of the devastation that took place in Texas. It appears as he's getting ahead of Hurricane Irma as well. And guys, if you'll actually pull up some of the more recent tweets from President Trump on that, he is, I believe, talking with some of the leadership in Florida today, right now, and he's talking to people in Puerto Rico as well. So there you go, President Trump all over making sure that people are prepared for the incoming Hurricane Irma. And people in Florida are actually already preparing and evacuating right now. So you've got Hurricane Irma already hitting the Lesser Antilles, hitting Puerto Rico, making its way towards Florida. So now people are evacuating from Florida. We're going to have a lot of video of what Hurricane Irma has done so far, as well as the breaking news on that. Breaking news that I haven't seen too much coverage of today. I wonder why. As Vice President Pence swore in the new Surgeon General, Dr. Jerome Adams. It's funny, you haven't really heard Dr. Jerome Adams' name mentioned much, have you? As he gets sworn in today. You know why? Because he's black. And they can't cover President Trump appointing a black Surgeon General because that defeats the whole thing that he's racist. So what do? They just tell you that Jerome Adams doesn't exist. They don't cover Jerome Adams, even though an African American just got sworn in as the next Surgeon General. So they won't tell you that. We'll have more, including Obama talking about DACA on the other side.
We've got great air filters, great water filters, great non-GMO heirloom seeds, great books, great films, great Patriot apparel to meet like-minded people. And we've got a new humongoid sale. Not the number of things that are on massive sale, but on what's on sale. Out for months, not been on sale for months and months. We've never offered Super Mel Vitality known concentrated herbs, cold pressed. Super Mel Vitality, 57% off. It's never been the price it is right now with 3,596 reviews, 4.6 reviews total by third-party sites. Unprecedented, and it's cold pressed. That's why Super Mail is so different. People say, well, I know these compounds work because it's admitted to science, and these are other, what you sell, they BuzzFeed said, is like, is already best-selling stuff that's been certified as, you know, healthy and good forever. Why these aren't anything new? Because why do something new when you can have the oldest and best, but cold pressed?
The silent majority is no longer silent. This is The War Room with Owen Schroyer.
All right, folks, welcome back to The War Room. We're going to get into Hurricane Irma in this segment. We've got a ton of videos. We've got some clips. And I've got some images that I want to share with you guys as well as Florida is bracing for Hurricane Irma. And right now, in fact, let's start to go to some of these videos that I put in the folder. We've got videos from San Martin or St. Martin, and it's really already devastating there. And this is actually just the beginning of it. Here's a clip. It appears this is from San Juan, actually. So we've got some footage from San Juan. You can see there the palm trees shaking, and this is just the beginning of it. This is the front of Hurricane Irma. We got a bunch of those videos. Just keep rolling all those, guys, and I'll go through some of this. So Hurricane Irma is rampaging through the Caribbean, and it is already the strongest hurricane ever recorded on record. They're saying it's bigger than the state of Florida. They're saying it's going to hit Florida. There's a graphic image of it right there. You can see how it's encroaching on San Juan. It looks like San Juan is probably getting the worst of it. Right now, if that is an updated graphic right there. But actually, there's another hurricane forming right behind it. Hopefully this won't be an issue, but it's Tropical Storm Jose right now is already chasing after what's been called Category 5 Hurricane Irma. There you can see Jose, Tropical Storm Jose on the right, Irma on the left, storming through Puerto Rico, approaching the Dominican Republic, and they're expecting that thing to move up and hit Florida. You know, it's actually funny, but of course, everybody has to talk about this. This has to be politicized by everybody. And there's like no right way you can cover this where you say, oh, you got to get out, do everything, freak out. And then the Houston mayor wants to avoid doing that. So he just says, no, you don't need to evacuate. And then people end up getting their houses completely drowned. Yeah, show some of this footage here, guys. Yeah, as you can see, this is just the beginning of, this was from San Martin, I believe, as well. And this is just the beginning of Irma. So you can imagine if Irma actually hit landfall in Florida and then went through the metropolitan area of Miami, folks. Again, this is, Irma is still out in the Atlantic Ocean and it just went by San Martin. And this is just some of the images. We'll just keep flashing these images because they're pretty amazing. And if this does make landfall in Miami, you're going to have the same type of things that we saw with Hurricane Harvey happening in Florida. And you already have FEMA. I believe they just got $7.8 billion, I think, from the government to address Hurricane Harvey destruction. If this thing hits as well and it hits as a Category 6, which would be the strongest ever recorded since you started recording hurricanes, I think that was in the 60s and the 70s. So who knows what kind of devastating damage that could cause. You could have more flooding if it continues to move its way up north as well. So we're going to continue to cover Hurricane Irma. But remember how much it backfired with Hurricane Harvey, seeing America pull together when they were trying to say that America was racist, even in the South, in Texas, where they said everybody was a Nazi, everybody pulled together and helped each other out. hopefully Florida doesn't get hit with the worst of this. Hopefully it doesn't take the most rare route of all, which would be going through the Gulf again and into Texas. That is the rarest route right now. They do believe it's going to be pushed up north once it gets past the Dominican Republic. But we'll continue to keep an eye on that. Hopefully, you know, if it hits Haiti, we know that the Clinton Foundation will probably be rushing in there. So there's just some of the images. Guys, did we get through all that video yet? Because I want to get to that clip of the Florida governor issuing a warning. This is Rick Scott. Let's go to Rick Scott issuing a stern warning about the encroaching Hurricane Irma. Here's Rick Scott.
At this point, the National Hurricane Center is reporting that Hurricane Irma remains a dangerous and life-threatening Category 5 storm with winds of 185 miles per hour. The storm is massive, and the storm surge is predicted will go for miles. This is a massive storm. In some instances, it could cover homes and go very far inland. Right now, Irma is traveling at about 16 miles per hour. The track now has it forecast to directly impact the Florida Keys on Sunday as a devastating major hurricane. The Florida Keys should be prepared to start feeling the effects of the storm as early as Saturday. Storm surge and extreme winds are the biggest concern right now. The storm is bigger, faster, and stronger than Hurricane Andrew. We are being very aggressive in our preparation for this storm, and every Floridian should take this seriously and be aggressive to protect their family. It's important not to focus on the exact path of the storm. A storm of this size could have effects statewide, and everyone must be prepared. I know it shifted east in the latest forecast, but we all have to understand that this is serious and we cannot take chances. Regarding evacuations, right now there is mandatory evacuation order in effect for all visitors in the Florida Keys. Tonight this order will go into effect for all residents. If you're told to evacuate, get out quickly. We can expect additional evacuations as the storm continues to come near our state. Everyone must listen to their local officials. Listen to your local officials on the evacuations. Individuals with special needs will be evacuated from Miami beginning this morning. Miami-Dade County officials are also advising residents living in low-lying areas to start evacuating today. I cannot stress this enough. Do not ignore evacuation orders. Remember, we can rebuild your home, but we cannot rebuild your life. Do not sit and wait for this storm to come. It is extremely dangerous and deadly and will cause devastation. Get prepared right now.
So certainly Florida is taking a different approach to the hurricane than that we saw in Texas, specifically Houston, where the Houston mayor said, don't evacuate. In fact, he said not to freak out at those warnings. Now here you have Rick Scott warning you, yes, you should evacuate, especially if you're told to do so. This is going to be very, very serious. It's already a Category 5. He mentioned how the winds are already reaching 185 miles per hour. And it is bearing down on Florida, folks. It is certainly, it looks like no matter what, it's certainly going to hit the United States. Even if it pushes far north, it looks like it's still going to hit the East Coast. But it does appear that Florida is going to get the brunt of this storm. And then it's going to be followed immediately by Jose, which is forming right now, not far after that. So we'll see how the media tries to politicize all of that, because we know they will. And before we leave you with this segment, let's get this clip out here as well. Putin says North Korea would rather eat grass than give up nuclear program. That is not good for what appears could be World War III approaching. Here's Putin and that clip.
Everyone remembers what happened to Iraq and Saddam Hussein. He stopped the production of weapons of mass destruction. Regardless, under the pretext of searching for those weapons, Saddam himself was destroyed, alongside his family members. And they remember that in North Korea.
Ramping up military hysteria will not lead to anything good. It could lead to a global planetary catastrophe and a huge loss of human life. There's no other way to resolve the North Korean nuclear issue save that of peaceful dialogue. And you think that due to the adoption of some kind of sanctions, North Korea will refuse the course it has taken on developing weapons of mass destruction? Russia condemns these exercises from North Korea. We believe they carry a provocative character. But to forget about what I just spoke about with reference to Iraq and then to Libya, we also cannot. And certainly the North Koreans won't forget. And the use of sanctions of any kind in this case is already pointless and ineffective. North Koreans, as I told one of my colleagues, are ready to eat grass, do you understand? But they will not give up this program if they do not feel safe. And what can make them feel safe? Provide security? The restoration of international law.
Shipment of Biotrucilinium is now available at InfoWarsLife.com. We've been sold out for months. Our one-of-a-kind InfoWars Life Biotrucilinium formula is now back in stock at InfoWarsLife.com. This is the true selenium formula that has rocked the nutraceutical industry to its core. Nearly every other selenium supplement on the market is produced with synthetic selenium. But Biotrucilinium is made from a source of 100% organic mustard seed. The effects of the essential trace mineral selenium are well known. From supporting the thyroid gland and immune system to DNA production and eyesight. BioTruSelenium is also the perfect supercharger to Survival Shield X2 nascent iodine, as both help support a healthy thyroid and many other systems. Visit InfoWarsLife.com to order your bottle of BioTruSelenium before we sell it again. That's InfoWarsLife.com to secure your selenium and other key products that don't only help yourself and your family, but also fund our operation against the globalists, a 360 win. We didn't ask for this fight, but we're in this fight. This is the time to support InfoWars. That's InfoWarsLife.com. Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Visit InfoWarsLife.com to secure your canister. We have worked for years with our chemists and scientists to create the most powerful and affordable, great-tasting multivitamin formula available. Vitamin Mineral Fusion Drink Mix at InfoWarsLife.com is loaded with a full month's supply of essential vitamins, minerals, and amino acids that your body absolutely needs. In the history of InfoWars Life, we've brought out a lot of amazing products like Survival Shield X2, Super Male Vitality, and so many others. With its unique delivery system and proprietary manufacturing process designed for maximized effects, this formula is the platinum standard of multivitamin mineral products. And this part is most important. The ingredients in Vitamin Mineral Fusion are either plant-derived or of the highest quality lab standard. That means it's clean. That means it's pure. And rest assured, you're fighting the tip of the spear in the info war. That's InfoWarsLife.com and Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Take action now before we sell out. It's not just our water we need to filter. It's not just our food that needs to be clean. It's the air we're breathing, especially for our children. The artificial particulates, the chemicals, is absolutely weighing down our immune systems. The same team based right here in America that brought you the Alexa Pure groundbreaking water filtration systems have now developed Alexa Pure Breeze. Whether it's your home or office, you owe it to yourself, your coworkers, your family, your children, to do the best job you can to purify your air. The elite are masters at poisoning our environment while themselves doing things that mitigate or avoid most of the toxic effects for themselves. The general public doesn't. The Alexa Pure Breeze would be a steal at $300, $400, $500. One of these systems can keep 800 square feet incredibly clean. This is a system I'm personally putting in throughout my house, replacing older, more expensive filters that didn't do as good a job. Find out why this system is so revolutionary today at InfoWarsStore.com. Thousands of years ago, there was a basic form of chivalry. Our ancestors would hear the drums of war, giving the warriors of the tribe a chance to organize and prepare a defense. 60 years ago, when foreign air forces were approaching filled with bombs, they had drums of their own, air raid sirens. But in the 21st century, there are silent weapons for quiet war. Pathogens added to the food and water and to the lining of plastics that destroy our vitality, turn off our hormones, and accelerate our journey towards death. I personally counter this onslaught with Anthroplex. Anthroplex is designed with known organic concentrated herbs to create the basic foundation to normal metabolic activity inside the human body. Discover why Anthroplex is turning so many heads today. It's time for us to take our bodies back into our own hands, and it starts at InfoWarsLife.com with Anthroplex.
You are listening to The War Room with Owen Schroyer.
Welcome back to The War Room. I'm your host, Owen Schroyer. You can follow us on Twitter at War Room Show. Follow Alex Jones at Real Alex Jones at InfoWars, InfoWars.com/O, InfoWars.com, InfoWarsStore.com is how you support this broadcast and how we launch new broadcasts, InfoWarsStore.com. Check out the specials there. We have a poll running right now on the War Room Show Twitter account. The question is, if you had to choose, or if we had to choose, between funding DACA or funding FEMA, what would you choose? Last I checked, FEMA was winning the vote, but a lot of people were voting for FEMA very bitterly. As you heard on the Alex Jones Show earlier, James Wesley Rawls talking about the real goal for FEMA is continuity of government. Regardless, Trump is actually making FEMA do its real job and address federal emergencies. So there you can see, you have over 4,500 votes, and 80% would choose FEMA being funded other than DACA. And what actually motivated this tweet was a ton of talk on the Hill today about funding, about the debt ceiling. We all know about the debt. It appears that nobody can do anything about the debt. Nobody really wants to do anything about the debt. So the debt's just going to continue to spiral out of control. Trump is at least getting deficit spending a little bit under control, but nowhere near where it needs to be. So, but hey, we just want to fund everything, right? I mean, let's fund DACA, let's fund a wall, let's fund FEMA, let's fund all these wars, let's just fund it all. Well, no, we can't fund it all. We have to make choices. So, for these liberals out here that don't understand the thing about choices and funding and deficits, you have to give them the option. You say, well, we don't have all this money, so would you rather fund FEMA and save these Americans? Or would you rather fund DACA and save people that, well, whose parents unfortunately brought them here illegally, whose parents were lawbreakers. And then they get faced with that decision, and we've got 80% right now. So that's the poll of the day on the War Room. We're going to do that every day, the poll of the day. Right now, would you rather fund FEMA or DACA? And FEMA is running away with it. Speaking of DACA, let's get into some of this about DACA. I couldn't believe this, but CNN and NBC were lying? I know, folks. It's shocking, but CNN and MSNBC are repeating the false claim that DACA recipients are children or kids, while actually most are adults. If you look at the actual data, which is what the Daily Caller did with this story, the average dreamer's age is 25 or 26. Folks, that's 2 years younger than me. That is not a child. And the sad part about this is, see, this is how the fake news works. This is how the propaganda works. CNN and MSNBC put out a total misnomer that all of the dreamers are kids, all of these people are kids. Oh, and don't worry. We've got people in the government doing it too. Okay? John Kasich did it too. We'll have that clip for you. But it's not even true. So then CNN and MSNBC puts out the fake news saying all of the dreamers are kids. Then all of the protesters, all of the dumbasses in government, they all run to the microphone, they all run to the protest, and they say, Trump is trying to hurt children. Trump is trying to deport children. Trump is attacking children. Well, actually, you look at the facts. You look at those pesky things called facts, and they're not actually children. In fact, they're at least 25 years old on average. Okay, so the next time somebody tries to tell you that Trump is attacking children by removing DACA, which he actually put in the hands of Congress, so again, two talking points that are totally fake, built on top of each other. No, the average DACA recipient is 25 years old. But don't worry, when you try to bring that fact to somebody that hates Trump, they'll just call you a racist, or they'll just say that doesn't exist, or that's not true, and then that's as far as that conversation will get, and they'll continue to live in a land that's not based in reality. Now let's go to Sarah Sanders talking about how it's not cold-hearted for the president to follow the law.
It's not cold-hearted for the president to uphold the law. We are a nation of law and order. And the day that we start to ignore the fact that we are that, then we throw away everything that gives these people a reason to want to come to our country. If we stop becoming the country that we were envisioned to be, then we throw away what makes us special, which makes America unique. This president's not willing to do that. The previous administration was. This one isn't. But we want to have real solutions. We want to have laws that address these problems, but it's Congress's job to legislate, not the president's. And we actually want to uphold the Constitution, and I think people across this country should be celebrating the fact that they have a president that is standing up and upholding the Constitution as he was elected to do.
Yeah, and also following through on his promises. Again, something totally unheard of. President Trump is actually live right now making remarks on Harvey aid in North Dakota. Guys, do we have that audio? I don't know if we have that or not. This is just something that's breaking, so I was going to see if we can go live. Here's President Trump.
Where's Senator? Senator, stand up, Senator.
So, again, this is Trump in North Dakota right now making remarks on tax reform and Harvey in North Dakota.
Get up here. Fantastic job. Thank you, Senator.
Is he going off script?
Governor,
somebody shut him down.
Come on up, Governor. Beautiful job. Come on. Lieutenant Governor Sanford. The governor told me he's the best lieutenant governor in the country, so I don't know. We'll check it out. Congressman Kramer.
So I'm assuming he just made it to the podium, and he's just kind of giving some love out right now.
Senator, come on up.
As you can see, people are coming to the stage with him.
And I have to say, you are all in favor of tax cuts, aren't you?
Absolutely.
Who wouldn't want a tax cut?
These are great people. They work hard. They're for you 100%. And we just want their support because we need support. You see that with what's happening in Congress. Nobody can get anything through Congress. We need support.
Oh, you mean the Republicans that unanimously voted against DACA in 2010, now all of a sudden like it? Wow. That's what Trump's talking about.
We'll have your support. And thank you very much, Senator. Thank you for coming up. Senators, thank you. Thank you.
Yeah, don't worry. We'll have that clip, too. All the Republicans were against DACA, folks, in 2010. And then now all of a sudden they want to stand up for it,
together.
Including Paul Ryan.
But working together, we're going to restore America's competitive edge by passing tax cuts and reform that will make America the best place in the world to hire, invest, and to grow. We love our country, we love our people, and we want to create more jobs in America for Americans. I want to welcome a great friend and a true American visionary who has created thousands of jobs in North Dakota and all around the country. And he's been a friend of mine right from the beginning. He said I should do this. Absolutely, you have to do it. A great, great American success story, Harold Hamm. Where's Harold? Where's Harold? Come here, Harold.
So here's Trump going live in North Dakota, bringing people together. All right, we got to take a break. I mean, God forbid that we get tax cuts, folks. I mean, did you hear President Trump? He wants to make America competitive? What is this man? What is wrong with him? Unbelievable. We'll be right back.
Dr. Group, you developed Living Defense for us. It took you over a year to do it. Why is this so good?
Because people are actually waking up to the problem that pretty much scares me the most. I mean, I try to make sure that I don't put toxins from food and water and beverages in my system. But right now we're dealing with massive parasites, which is anything that's harmful to your body that lives off a host mechanism. Right now with all the refugees spreading disease around. We have biological warfare going on everywhere. These are all parasites.
Tell us about all the stuff that said that there's so many things that are in it.
You have the neem in there. You have the organic clove bud, the organic wormwood. I recommend doing a parasite cleanse at least twice a year.
All right. Well, I'm glad we've got some back in because I'm going back on it today. It just came back in yesterday. Living Defense, InfoWarsLife.com. And, folks, you can't lose. It's full of stuff that's great for your body, period. And you support the broadcast, InfoWarsLife.com. Thank you, Dr. Group from the Global Healing Center. Thank you so much for all your work, sir, on this great product.
You deserve a deep, restful sleep with Knockout by InfoWars Life. Our organic formula is made from high-quality natural ingredients such as valerian root extract, L-tryptophan, lemon balm leaf extract, and melatonin. Knockout packs a powerful punch to get you through the night and achieve proper sleep. Millions of people around the world experience daytime drowsiness, but with the rapid speed of life, we need to be able to keep up the pace. Our natural mixture harnesses the power of 10 known ingredients to let your body relax and get the sleep you need. Wake up refreshed and take on the day. InfoWars Life wants to bring you a sleep support formula that goes above and beyond other leading brands at an affordable price. Get the sleep you deserve and experience the power of Knockout. Head on over to InfoWarsLife.com and say goodbye to fatigue. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
After being sold out for months, our best-selling Super Blue Fluoride toothpaste is now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. Research across the board is clear. When bacteria infects your gums, it can enter your bloodstream and even contribute to blood clots and heart attacks. That's why the last Surgeon General's report on oral health warns that your oral health can have a serious impact on your entire body. Super Blue Fluoride-free toothpaste is a groundbreaking new formula. It's loaded with good halogen iodine instead of the bad halogen fluoride. Super Blue contains natural oils and ingredients used since biblical times to help wipe out bad bacteria and eliminate bad breath. Just some of the ingredients in Super Blue, chosen by our dental experts, include xylitol, peppermint oil, iodine, nano silver, and more. Due to requests from listeners who found that spearmint was a little bit too strong for some of their children, we have created the new bubblegum flavored Super Blue that is spearmint free. Learn more about the new bubblegum flavor Super Blue toothpaste and more at InfoWarsLife.com and support the InfoWar while you support healthy gums and teeth. Alex Jones here to tell you about how you can help spread liberty worldwide while also enjoying what I have found to be the best tasting 100% organic coffee on the planet. For more than a decade, my favorite coffee has come from the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers grow their unique shade-grown Arabica beans. We have now managed to secure these sought-after beans in a highly customized blend. Discover and try a bag of the Patriot Blend 100% organic coffee at InfoWarsLife.com. This coffee gives you a long, smooth pick-me-up for hours without the headaches and heartburn that so many other coffees give me personally. Hands down, this is my favorite coffee, and it's taken us years to secure connections directly to the Chiapas Mexican farmers. Drop by the site today, order a bag or two, and I don't think you're going to be disappointed. Available in original or with our immune support infusion blend, you will be supporting a free press, all the while enjoying a truly great-tasting cup of my favorite coffee. Available at InfoWarsLife.com.
You are listening to The War Room with Owen Schroyer.
The silent majority is no longer silent. This is The War Room.
Welcome back to the War Room. We will go back to President Trump momentarily. He is giving a speech on tax reform right now, as well as addressing Hurricane Harvey. He's talking about putting Americans first, folks. It's really a disgusting sight. As an American, to have a president that would put Americans first is really something that, it's quite shocking, folks. Especially when you consider the last president, who goes on social media and decides he's going to rip the new president, that would be former President Hussein Obama, and he decided he's going to have a 3-page Facebook rant about how Trump is cruel for rescinding DACA. Then, I found this to just be a nice little cherry on top. CNN reads the entire post. CNN read Obama's entire post on Trump rescinding DACA, okay? But you know what's funny about that, folks? You know what's ironic about that? CNN will never, ever play an entire Trump rally in its entirety. CNN will never play an entire Trump clip in its entirety. CNN will never play even an Alex Jones clip or any other clips in its entirety. They will always take things into tiny little snippets so that it can be taken out of context. So I just found that hysterical that not only CNN is going to read the entire statement or the entire Facebook post from former President Obama on air, but they will never, ever give you full Trump statements on air, ever. Now, let's go back to President Trump talking tax reform in North Dakota.
I don't think about it. I do what's right. We're seeing the results all across the country. Already, unemployment is near a 16-year low. African-American unemployment is at its lowest point since almost the turn of the millennium. Wages are rising. Optimism among manufacturers is at an all-time high. That's something I'm very proud of. And they're moving back. Tell you.
The companies, and it's only just
back.
Beginning.
The car companies are coming back.
They're, he hasn't even been president
Ohio
for a year yet.
Michigan and Pennsylvania and lots of places, Kentucky, car companies, they're moving back. They got to move back, because why should we be allowing other countries to make it? Sell the cars, no cost, just put them right through our borders, cause us unemployment. It's not happening that way, believe me, and it's going to be more and more so, because, you know, like you have to cut through red tape to do things. Hard to believe. I have to cut through red tape to do things, too. They have it set. I'll tell
you.
Oh,
but I thought he was an authoritarian.
America's
back. No, he's not.
And it's back right on track where it should be. And it's happening day after day after day. And we have certain areas where you have to give notice of 90 days before you can touch an act or before you can touch an executive order. Then you have to wait another 30 days and then another 90 days. Well, believe me, all of those days are coming up. And tremendous numbers of regulations have been cut. But soon you're going to see even more. And we're going to have regulation, because regulation is not bad, but you don't need 25 times what you're supposed to have.
So he's working legislatively right now.
Sensible regulation.
And he's not an authoritarian. That's what he's talking about. He's going through the red tape right now. They want to call him an authoritarian. It's absurd.
They don't take off like they should unless we reform America's outdated.
And by the way, everything that he just addressed is what liberals have been complaining about for years. Shipping jobs overseas, shipping jobs for cheaper labor, shipping jobs for cheaper manufacturing. He wants to bring it back, and they complain about that.
A massive barrier to America's economic comeback. It really is. We're penalized. It costs us millions of American jobs, trillions of dollars, and billions of hours wasted on paperwork and on compliance. Our tax code is a giant self-inflicted economic wound. In the last 10 years, our economy has grown at an average of only around 2%, and some would say less than that. When I talk,
by the way, I know MSNBC is not airing this speech. Is CNN airing this speech? Somebody check on that. Let me know.
About 7 or 8 points of growth, GDP. I spoke to a leader of a major
country recently. I'd bet no.
Big country. They say our country is very big. It's hard to grow. Well, believe me, this country is very big. How are you doing? I said.
Okay, so MSNBC and CNN, neither one are showing this speech. Fox News will. Because just like I said earlier, just like I said at the beginning of this segment, folks, they will read an entire Barack Obama Facebook post. But they will never play you a Trump speech, because they can't play you a Trump speech, because it goes against every lie that they say against Trump. Let's go back to our president.
Percent numbers, and nobody even talks about it. Well, last quarter, we hit 3% GDP.
He wanted to do that in a year. He got it in one quarter. Barack Obama is still looking everywhere for the magic wand.
A lot of that had to do with the cutting of the regulation, and I think a lot of it had to do with optimism. There's a lot of optimism now. People are starting businesses that they had no idea they were going to start a year ago.
Stock market was rising before he was inaugurated.
Growth instead of 2%.
Housing index as well.
Point, and I think we have a long way to grow. I know we have a long way to grow. That means 12 million new jobs and $10 trillion of new economic activity over the next decade. Think of it. $10 trillion.
Magic wand. We need to sell a Trump magic wand.
Or 6%. Let's see what happens. We're all sort of smiling when I said 3%. I must say we hit the number faster than
that's right. I mean, literally, they were laughing. They made fun of Trump. Obama said, does he have a magic wand? They literally made fun of Donald Trump, and he did everything he said he would do.
Economic dominance, which is what we should.
Because he's real. He's a real person. He's a real president.
That is pro-growth, pro-jobs, pro-worker, pro-family, and yes, pro-American.
There it is. There it is. Obama apologizes to all the other countries all day long. Trump says, hey, America, let's kick some ass.
Whether it's in North Dakota or anybody else or any place else, you got to vote against them and get them out of office because it is so bad. This is not a close one. My administration is working with Congress to develop a plan that will deliver more jobs, higher pay, lower taxes for businesses of all sizes and middle-class families all across the nation. So it's not
and it's like a double hit.
Tax.
You make more money, and then you also get tax less, so you get to keep more of that money. I mean, whoa.
Every level. Tax cuts. Our tax plan represents a sharp reversal from the failed policy of the past. America's high tax rates punish companies for doing business in America and encourages them to move to other countries. That's why you see in so many states, including here for a period of time, now people are starting to stay and companies are staying. They'd leave for Mexico and for other places just routinely.
China.
Well, we've stopped it and we are stopping it. We're not going to let it happen. There has to be a price to pay when that happens, when they let our people go and that happens and they think they can sell the product right back into the USA. There's going to be a big price to pay, and there has been, and that's why you're seeing a big change. These Washington policies have pushed industries and companies offshore who then import their goods back into America and lay off their workers in the process. We end up with nothing. Not going to happen. My administration strongly rejects this offshoring model. And we've embraced a new model. It's called the American model. Very simple. The American model.
I've got a list right here from the Federation for American Immigration Reform. A list of illegal aliens taking U.S. jobs. I've got the list right here.
Business in our country. We want them to do business made in the USA. We want them to do business in our
country. Oh, but let's fund DACA. Let's have open borders. Let's criticize the president when he wants to have policies that put the American worker first and try to employ Americans instead of people from other countries. No. Can't have that. Can't have that, folks. But we've got the list. Don't worry. We'll go state by state. Thank you, Federation for American Immigration Reform, for showing us the list of all the illegals taking our jobs.
We've got great air filters, great water filters, great non-GMO heirloom seeds, great books, great films, great Patriot apparel to meet like-minded people. We've got a new humongoid sale. Not the number of things that are on massive sale, but on what's on sale. Out for months, not been on sale for months and months. We've never offered Super Mel Vitality, known concentrated herbs, cold-pressed. Super Mel Vitality, 57% off. It's never been the price it is right now with 3,596 reviews, 4.6 reviews total by third-party sites. Unprecedented, and it's cold pressed. That's why Super Male is so different. People say, well, I know these compounds work because it's admitted to science, and these are other what you sell. They BuzzFeed said is like is already best selling stuff that's been certified as, you know, healthy and good forever. Why these aren't anything new? Because why do something new when you can have the oldest and best but cold pressed?
Enjoy all natural bath and beauty products with Emmerich's Essentials. We are proud to bring you a collection of organic-based household products at InfoWarsStore.com, including non-nano SPF 30 zinc oxide sunscreen, DEET-free herbal bug spray, concentrated peppermint mouthwash, unscented body wash, tea tree shampoo, and long-lasting natural deodorant. Emmerich's Essentials is free of chemicals and toxins that may harm your body. We carefully select pure and simple ingredients science to create formulas that are certified USDA made with organic. Our mission is to offer you everyday organic household products to enhance your life. Truly feel the difference by going organic natural without compromising on quality. Feel good about using Emmerich's Essentials. Start saving money and stop exposing yourself and your family to toxic ingredients. Visit InfoWarsStore.com and learn more about the new Emmerich's Essentials line of organic products. That's InfoWarsStore.com.
Hey, did you know that you can now preserve your own food for up to 25 years and still maintain its nutrition and flavor? That's right. Now's the time to build your own food storage with Harvest Rites freeze dryers. Go to InfoWarsStore.com to learn more and check out this innovative and smart technology that's easy to use. And let me tell you something, it is perfect for freeze drying fruits, vegetables, meats, dairy products, desserts, and entire meals. Woo, that's what I'm talking about. And when compared to traditional methods of preservation, like canning or dehydrating, you know, like what you get at the grocery store, there is no comparison. Harvest Rite freeze dryers retain 97% of the food's taste, color, and nutritional value and have a shelf life of up to 25 years. Now, that's what I call the miracle of food preservation. Harvest Rite is truly the world's best, most affordable freeze dryer. So what are you waiting for? Check it out right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
Men, give your body the support it needs with InfoWars Life Prostaguard. It's time to start assisting the body in regulating proper prostate balance. InfoWars Life has set out to bring you formulations that are not only the highest quality out there, but formulas that you can use on a daily basis to give your body the natural herbs and extracts that our experts recommend. The Prostaguard formula does just that with its mixture of plant-based nutrients and antioxidants that help give your body total support. It's a hand-selected blend of saw palmetto, lycopene, plant sterols, zinc, vitamin D3, selenium, and copper. Prostaguard is something that the men on the InfoWars crew take every day. And from our research, it's something that men should really be adding to their daily regimen in order to keep their body going at optimal levels. Now's the time to start naturally supporting your body. Get Prostaguard on your side today, exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
You are listening to The War Room with Owen Schroer.
Back to the War Room, folks. You make this possible. This is the first launch of the War Room, weekdays live 3 to 6, infowars.com/show, youtube.com/c/war room show. Follow us on Twitter at War Room Show. We do a poll of the day. We tweet out updates as well. And subscribe to the YouTube channel, folks. Get there and subscribe right now. Infowarsstore.com is how you make all of this possible. And we've got some great specials running at InfoWars Store right now. 57% off Super Male Vitality. Make sure you take advantage of that. 30% off water filters. That comes in handy, especially when a big natural disaster like a hurricane is coming around. Then you can, you know, get as much water as you need out of your tap, get it filtered instead of going to the store and having to try to buy water when there's a huge rush going on. And right now, 50% off InfoWars Select Storable Food with coupon code IRMA. 50% off InfoWars Select Storable Food with coupon code IRMA. Again, another great thing to have when natural disasters occur. President Trump is speaking live right now on tax reform in North Dakota. Let's go back to President Trump. Fox News is covering it live. CNN and MSNBC, though, they can't seem to find the feed.
Jessica Unruh. Where's Jessica? Where's Jessica? Hello, Jessica. Congratulations. Doing a good job, right? That's what I hear. Who's also an environmental specialist, says lower business taxes will be a catalyst for energy companies to hire countless of new.
So while President Trump is giving a pro-America speech right now, CNN and MSNBC are both attacking him on how he's attacking children on the Dreamer Act. So this is how it works, folks. This is how CNN and MSNBC literally try to divide this country. They won't show you President Trump speaking. They'll just lie about it.
Tremendous burden for the family farmer. Tremendous burden. Thank you. Appreciate it. But a tremendous burden for small businesses and
businesses that aren't necessarily liquid, but they're great businesses where you're forced to sell and terrible things happen. Here with us today is Julie Ellingson, a fourth generation cattle rancher and a mother of five from Bismarck. Where is Julie? Hello, Julie. Like many family ranches, Julie worries about the death tax shutting down her family business and keeping her from passing it on
the to death her tax.
The devastating tax.
He wants Julie, to repeal the death tax. That is such a no-brainer. It's not even funny. See, and then you've got these people like John Kasich who say, it's a no-brainer. You have to keep the DACA Act. It's for the children. No, the average DACA recipient's at least 25 years old. And here he is actually addressing real American families and how they get devastated by something like the death tax. That's common sense. That you get rid of.
In the world marketplace. When President Reagan lowered taxes, American businesses beat out our foreign competition. Our economy boomed, the middle class thrived, and median family income increased. But then Washington stood by while other countries adopted our playbook. But they did it even better than us. They lowered their tax rates and reformed their tax systems to be more competitive substantially than that of the United States of America. And America went from leading the pack to following way behind. Now our business tax rate is the highest in the developed world, 60% higher than our foreign competitors. Pretty bad. Puts us at a big disadvantage. We're behind France, behind Germany, behind Canada, Japan, Ireland, Mexico, behind South Korea. We're dead last. Our high business tax is nothing more than a crushing tax on every product made in America. We have totally surrendered our competitive edge to other countries, but we're not surrendering anymore.
Trump. American workers not surrendering anymore. MSNBC, Trump attacks children.
So they can keep our jobs in America, create jobs in America.
It's literally going on right now.
Workers right here in America, meaning higher wages for workers and greater profits for companies.
Here's the story. Illegal aliens taking U.S. jobs. Let's go by state. In Alabama, 90,000 jobs taken by illegal aliens. In Alaska, 7,000. Arizona, 280,000. California, almost 2 million. Let's go down to Texas, 1.3 million. So here's Trump, American worker, standing up for itself. I'll stand up for American jobs. American prosperity will be great again. American businesses will rejuvenate. MSNBC, Trump hates children. Trump attacks children. CNN, Trump's racist. Trump doesn't want you to have a job. I mean, this is happening in real time right now, folks. Let's go back to Trump. This is the war room. We're going to go to war with these fake news people.
Give these companies a chance to bring back these funds and bring them back and spend it in cities and towns all across.
No, we want to spend it on DACA. We want to spend it on the children. Oh, they're 25 years old. We want to spend it on the sanctuary cities. Well, you have illegals murdering and raping people. I don't care. Trump's a racist.
The numbers we're talking about are probably between $3.5 and $5 trillion that cannot come back into our. And think of it. The Democrats wanted to come back. The Republicans wanted to come back. They have for years. And
exactly.
It's done. We're going to get it done.
All of these people protesting used to protest exactly what he's fighting for now. Don't you remember the march on Occupy Wall Street or whatever it was? Quit sending our jobs overseas. They used to protest this. Now they protest Trump, who's actually addressing it. This is ridiculous.
Profits back home to America where that money belongs. It is our time to invest in our country. We want to build our communities and we want to build beautiful new ones. We want to rebuild the old ones.
New ones?
Hire.
What? That must mean immigration.
Once or twice.
I thought he didn't like immigration.
The fact is, we want to, just like that beautiful man's hat, we want to make America great again. Good hat.
Oh, my gosh. They're not going to show this speech on CNN or MSNBC, folks.
Generation opportunity to reform.
It's not going to happen.
Rebuild our economy
and restore America's competitive edge. History has proven time and time again that there is no power on earth more awesome and unstoppable than the will of the American people. You saw that on November 8th. Believe me, you saw that on November 8th.
That's right. Some people just can't admit it, though. They really think that they're in the majority.
People in Congress,
it's amazing.
Good people, sometimes maybe not the right intention, but good people. Congress will deliver on it because they have no choice.
Oh, brilliant brinksmanship here from Trump.
You have to call your senators. You have to make
puts sure the onus on Congress.
They do what they have to do. And believe me, we haven't given up on health care. We haven't given up on health care. We never give up. One vote. Think of it. One vote.
John McCain.
Terrible.
John
terrible
McCain.
Situation took place that night. We
John
can't
McCain.
Let that happen again. We cannot let that happen again. But we'll get it done one way or the other. But only if you demand it. Only if you, the American people, tell Congress to stop putting party first and start putting America first. Only then will it happen.
That's it. That's an interesting statement he just made there, because the Republicans are guilty of this too. The Republicans have been fighting Trump since the campaign, and they continue to fight him to this day. We'll have more on that.
Tax cuts were passed by a Democratic majority in the House, a Democratic speaker, and a vast majority of Democrats in the Senate, including a Democratic senator from the great state of North Dakota. So it can happen. You listening, Heidi? Yes, Heidi's listening. Yes, she heard that. Thank you, Heidi. We're not going to put her on the spot. I'm not putting her on the spot. If Democrats don't want to bring back your jobs, cut your taxes, raise your pay, and help America win, voters should deliver a clear message. Do your job to deliver for America, or find a
Obama slams Trump for rescinding DACA. The Democrats don't want it, folks. They don't. They admit it. They'd rather have non-citizans work here. Oh, but don't worry. Don't worry when you see the headline, business backlash hits Trump DACA decision. Oh, yeah. Don't worry, folks. Silicon Valley wants their cheap labor. Oh, yeah.
America first. We're going to put America first. It's time.
No, no. Let's put Silicon Valley first so that they can have cheap labor.
At the expense of the middle class. We no longer have to accept a rigged system. You know all about rigged systems? We talked about that plenty times in the campaign. You think anything's so different?
So there's President Trump in North Dakota. I'm so glad that he does that. He puts the onus on Congress, and then he says, look, if the Democrats and the Republicans don't want you to have a job, they don't want you to get tax cuts, well, I guess we're just going to have to get new ones in. And don't, again, remember, this is Silicon Valley. Facebook, Apple, Google, Microsoft fight back against DACA. They want cheap labor.
I'm very proud to announce the introduction of the highest quality InfoWars Biome Defense probiotic. We wanted to come out with the largest spectrum of high quality known probiotics that have been proven to improve overall digestion and health and detoxification in the body. Biome Defense is an exclusive blend of 50 billion live and active cultures from over 23 different probiotic strains that are known to support digestion and intestinal function. Our researchers are confident that we have been able to develop what will be the leading probiotic on the market. Secure your Biome Defense in ultra strength or regular strength at InfoWarsLife.com today and get started supporting your digestive system naturally. We've been testing this formula for years, but this is the limited first run to the public, so please take advantage of it today. Support your own health and support the InfoWar. Please listen carefully, because I'm about to point out three things that will save you a lot of money while you get high-quality products and fund the InfoWar, a 360 win. Number one, when you choose AutoShip before checkout, we give you 10% off on your order at InfoWarsStore.com. Number two, you're also able to get items that are out of stock when you sign up for AutoShip because we hold back a surplus for AutoShip customers. Number three, we're giving you free shipping on all orders above $50. Listeners have been requesting this for years because it's so easy to forget to reorder the products that you need each month. Just go to InfoWarsStore.com, select your favorite product or products, click on AutoShip, and choose how often you want us to send you another order. As you know, I coined the term 360 win, and with the new AutoShip feature at InfoWarsLife.com, this is a sure win. 10% off on AutoShip. Win, win, win at InfoWarsLife.com. Free shipping on orders above $50. And all out-of-stock items are never out of stock when you sign up for AutoShip.
You are listening to The War Room with Owen Schroyer.
The silent majority is no longer silent. This is The War Room with Owen Schroyer.
So while Trump gives a speech in North Dakota and Fox News goes live, InfoWars goes live, you know, any American media you would think would want to cover the president speaking live. Pretty big deal. President Trump, he's going to go down in history as one of the most important presidents in the history of this country. But CNN and MSNBC, they don't want to show it. They don't want to show you Trump. They don't want to show you the entirety of a Trump speech because it doesn't fit their narrative. You see, while Trump was speaking, saying, let's put American workers first, let's cut Americans' taxes, let's give Americans a pay raise, while he's saying all of this, CNN and MSNBC are saying Trump is attacking the Dreamers. Trump is targeting children. Trump is racist against Mexicans. All completely unfounded, untrue statements. So it's refreshing when I see a story like this from CNBC. Here's why Trump is right to end DACA. And then they just address the false news head on. Ending DACA will not lead to mass deportations. That is not what Trump wants. Exactly. The only time that President Trump actually speaks about deportation is when he's talking about illegal citizens, but specifically ones that are here committing crimes. Okay, so he's very specific when he talks about illegal immigrants committing crimes. But whenever you try to engage in conversation about this with the left or with Trump haters, they always just say immigrants. They don't say illegal. That because that's not what they heard. That's not the talking points. But they don't also say, they always say, oh, he's going to deport this, he's going to deport that. That's not happening either. So they keep saying things that aren't happening. But this is what they try to do. So Obama signs the legislation and then dubs these people dreamers. Well, oh my gosh, now if you attack Obama's bill, you're attacking the dreamers. That gives CNN the perfect headline to run. Trump hates dreamers. That gives CNN the perfect headline. Trump attacking the dreamers. That's just, it's not even fair. Yeah, exactly. Obama slams Trump for rescinding dreamers, calls the move cruel. No, what's cruel was Barack Obama using sleight of hand to create dreamer legislation, to create that nomenclature so that if you attacked it, you would look like the bad guy. So again, this is Trump being brave. This is Trump literally facing the storm head on saying, I know they're going to say I hate kids. I know they're going to lie about this legislation, but I have to do it anyway for America. And so that's what he did. So it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter to Obama in his 3-page Facebook rant that the average DACA recipient is 25 years old. Would you call that a child? A 25-year-old is not going to be looked at in court as a minor. So how come in the eyes of the media, a 25-year-old is a minor? Oh no, that's not the case. The media is just lying to you. So, but they're not going to talk about that. Obama's not going to talk about that. Mainstream news is going to talk about that. Let's see. Okay, Trump was in North Dakota today. Get Obama off my screen. Thank you. Trump was in North Dakota today. Let's see if North Dakota is on this list. Wow. North Dakota's not even on this list. So, I don't know how North Dakota manages. Again, this is from the Federation for American Immigration Reform. Illegal aliens taking U.S. jobs. And they've got the list here. I mentioned a few. Again, in California, 1.9 jobs have been taken by illegal immigrants. Are there no, I mean, folks. I don't even know how to wrap my head around this. I really don't know how to explain this. How is it that a Democrat or a liberal or somebody looks at this and doesn't realize that these are kids? These are kids. These are kids. These jobs are being taken right here. This is the youth. They're losing their jobs. These are families. Okay? So how come these kids don't matter? Why don't American kids matter? Why don't American families matter? Oh, because they're Nazis, they're racists, they're supremacists. That's the new thing. We'll be right back. More of the War Room. Roger Stone, other side.
We've got great air filters, great water filters, great non-GMO heirloom seeds, great books, great films, great Patriot apparel to meet like-minded people. And we've got a new humongoid sale. Not the number of things that are on massive sale, but on what's on sale. Out for months, not been on sale for months and months. We've never offered Super Mel Vitality, known concentrated herbs, cold pressed. Super Mel Vitality, 57% off. It's never been the price it is right now with 3,596 reviews, 4.6 reviews total by third-party sites. Unprecedented, and it's cold pressed. That's why Super Male is so different. People say, well, I know these compounds work because it's admitted to science, and these are other, what you sell, they BuzzFeed said, is like, is already best-selling stuff that's been certified as, you know, healthy and good forever. Why these aren't anything new? Because why do something new when you can have the oldest and best, but cold pressed? Duh.
The silent majority has a voice. This is The War Room with Owen Schroyer.
Welcome back to The War Room. We are now joined by Roger Stone. And I know that Roger has some breaking intel out of Somalia. He was sending me some stuff, pretty amazing stuff. Roger, how did you get keen to this breaking information?
Thank you very much for asking, Owen. It's really quite extraordinary. We have learned here at Infowars.com that Al-Shabaab, which is a violent offshoot of ISIS, has taken control of uranium mines in the western part of that country and is now actively selling uranium to the Iranians in violation of the deal that Iran made with the Obama administration regarding the development of nuclear weapons. This happens incredibly at a time that the UN peacekeeping mission is actually announced a cutback in their efforts to destroy and contain Al-Shabaab. Now, the Trump administration, recognizing that the terrain of Somalia is quite different than, say, Afghanistan. There are no mountains. There are no caves. There are no valleys. This country is incredibly flat. Therefore, the location of these Islamic fanatics is extremely well known. And the Trump administration has been punishing them with a relentless rain of drones. Look, I'm a non-interventionist like you are, Owen. I don't think we ought to be out looking for foreign entanglements where our inherent national interest is not absolutely clear. But in this case, if a terrorist group is selling nuclear material to a nation that would clearly use it on the United States and is very clearly developing a nuclear capability, and we have the ability, not with boots on the ground, but through the use of sophisticated drones to end that, well, then I think it's incumbent on the Trump administration to do so.
And let's be very clear here. This isn't just conjecture. You sent me the actual documents from Ambassador Stephen Schwartz, U.S. Mission to Somalia, United Nations Avenue. This is I guess, based out of Nairobi that this was sent, but you sent all this to me. Here's the Fox News story. Al-Qaeda affiliate mining uranium to send to Iran. Somali official warns U.S. ambassador. And now you've got the whole story here, and this is in violation directly of the Obama agreement with Iran. I'm sorry, did Barack Obama do a three-page Facebook post about that? No, it was about DACA.
Yeah, it's really quite extraordinary. The real question, of course, is that immediately after the announcement by the United Nations that they were going to be trimming back their peacekeeping mission, well, there was a new attack by al-Shabaab on the Somalian government in which hundreds died. So we have an acute foreign policy crisis here. Now, the president ran as a non-interventionist. And as you know, he resisted the recommendations of virtually everyone in his foreign policy apparatus, on his White House staff, and in his cabinet to send 150,000 boots on the ground to Syria in the immediate aftermath of the surgical strike with Tomahawk missiles on the Syrian airport. This, I think, was a very sound decision by the president. I actually came around to understand the Syrian attack. It was probably irresistible because it sent a very clear message to the North Koreans, to the Iranians, to the Chinese, that Donald Trump was not Barack Obama, that he would not draw a line in the sand and then sit back helplessly watching our adversaries cross that line. No, in Donald Trump, you have a man who means what he says and says what he means. And therefore, the Somalians now are appealing to the U.S. government to end this flow of radioactive material to the Iranians through al-Shabaab. This, to me, looks like one of the many loose ends that President Trump is forced to clean up, which are essentially holdovers from the neocon policies of the Bushes and the Clintons, where we have manifested a number of foreign wars where our inherent national interest was not clear.
Well, you're exactly right in what you just said. I'm glad that you said it. And it would appear to me, based on what I'm seeing here, is that you have officials within the Somali government that are saying, hey, look, we've got a terrorist problem here. There's finally a president of the United States that wants to address real terror issues. So please, would you also help us?
I think that's exactly right. Terrific reporting by Catherine Herridge at Fox News, who broke this story. This is how it first came to my attention. And then with my own investigative reporting, I was able to obtain some of these incredible documents, which are a cry for help. Here you have what is actually an attainable military maneuver, and you have a terrorist element that is acting in the direct disinterest of the United States. What we don't know is whether al-Shabaab will next be selling crucial radioactive material to North Korea. That's entirely possible. This is a rogue element that is selling uranium to rogue governments. And therefore, it seems to me that this makes DACA and a number of other foreign policy issues pale in comparison.
Roger, I'm going to read from the document that you sent me, the powerful document that you were just noting. This is from the Federal Republic of Somalia. This communication is an appeal for immediate military assistance to the Federal Republic of Somalia by United States of America warfighting forces with the aid of U.S. intelligence capabilities. Somalia is facing a reconstituted al-Shabaab terror apparatus that has successfully linked up with the regional ISIS network and is capturing territory in central regions of the country. The issue communicated today presents a problem for the larger global community and will not be constrained within the borders of our recovering country. Al-Shabaab forces have captured critical surface exposed uranium deposits in the Galmudug region and are strip mining triuranium octoside for transport to Iran. So there it is. Everything you just said, they're trying to put out to the public, and it seems that this should be something that people are looking at the Obama administration saying, hey, you empowered Iran here. Clinton already did a uranium deal in the past. Why isn't anybody talking about that?
Well, and the other question that's quite obvious is, why are we breaking this news at InfoWars.com? We're the only ones who have a story and bring it to you straight, other than the folks at Fox News, where there are still a few patriots. Where is the New York Times, the Washington Post, Bloomberg, and the others? This seems to me to be a much bigger story, but it shows the insipid and, I think, insidious activities of Islamic terrorists, and therefore it doesn't make it to page one. Owen, I appreciate your discussion of this and your comments, because I think this is actually one of the biggest stories we've ever broken at InfoWars.com.
Well, and let's be perfectly clear. Something else that's very indicative to me of this story is that ISIS is on the run. We've already heard that ISIS is having to move into the Philippines. Now it looks like they're trying to move into Somalia. So whatever, you know, the Trump administration is doing in the Middle East addressing ISIS, it has them fleeing these regions, Roger, but it's presenting new problems in different regions, and it's being ignored by the press.
Being ignored by the press. Here is the real question. What will the Trump State Department, what will the Trump Defense Department do about this urgent cry for help from the democratically elected government of Somalia? Somalia is a war-torn country where there is very little stability. And therefore, to me, that is the central question. What will Trump administration?
We're going to be right back with more from Roger Stone, more from this story that he has broken right here on the War Room. Follow us at War Room Show. Follow him on Twitter, Roger Stone Jr. Follow me at All I Do Is Owen. Folks, thanks to you for making this possible. The latest expansion of InfoWars Live Broadcasting. This is the War Room Show. We will be right back.
You deserve a deep, restful sleep with Knockout by InfoWars Life. Our organic formula is made from high-quality natural ingredients such as valerian root extract, L-tryptophan, lemon balm leaf extract, and melatonin. Knockout packs a powerful punch to get you through the night and achieve proper sleep. Millions of people around the world experience daytime drowsiness, but with the rapid speed of life, we need to be able to keep up the pace. Our natural mixture harnesses the power of 10 known ingredients to let your body relax and get the sleep you need. Wake up refreshed and take on the day. InfoWars Life wants to bring you a sleep support formula that goes above and beyond other leading brands at an affordable price. Get the sleep you deserve and experience the power of Knockout. Head on over to InfoWarsLife.com and say goodbye to fatigue. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
More than 2 years ago, InfoWars first told you about our research into what has been called the iodine conspiracy. I've told you about how scientists have known for decades that iodine deficiencies can devastate IQ, and how the government knowingly started taking iodine out of the food and adding fluoride, the bad member of the halogen family, into the water. They took the good halogen out and put the deadly halogen in. And when the Fukushima crisis worsened, as it still is worsening today, I was there telling you how to prepare yourself and your family. Now, in 2016, even more information has been revealed concerning the connection between iodine and the gut, which many experts are now saying could be the biggest revelation ever concerning iodine. You can pull these studies up for yourself. This is the real deal, folks, and the truth is that iodine is essential, in my view, to any optimum health regimen. Stock up on Survival Shield X2 today at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
It's not just our water we need to filter. It's not just our food that needs to be clean. It's the air we're breathing, especially for our children. The artificial particulates, the chemicals, is absolutely weighing down our immune systems. The same team based right here in America that brought you the Alexa Pure groundbreaking water filtration systems have now developed Alexa Pure Breeze. Whether it's your home or office, you owe it to yourself, your coworkers, your family, your children to do the best job you can to purify your air. The elite are masters at poisoning our environment while themselves doing things that mitigate or avoid most of the toxic effects for themselves. The general public doesn't. The Alexa Pure Breeze would be a steal at $300, $400, $500. One of these systems can keep 800 square feet incredibly clean. This is a system I'm personally putting in throughout my house, replacing older, more expensive filters that didn't do as good a job. Find out why this system is so revolutionary today at InfoWarsStore.com. We've taken thousands of years of known research and put it together with our own 4 years of seeking and testing to find the very best systems that God gave us through Mother Nature to detoxify the body. That's why I'm introducing Z-Shield, toxic metal and chemical defense support. It's made in the USA. It's filled with known compounds from nature that are absolutely associated with detoxifying the body, and it supports the InfoWar. It is a classical 360 win. This is the formula that I personally have been taking for over a year, and now we believe we have come as close to perfection when it comes to a detoxifier as you can possibly get. You owe it to yourself, you owe it to your family, and you owe it to the future of this country and the world that patriots stay as healthy and as clean and as focused as you can be, because we need you, the remnant of America, to reignite those brush fires to the next level and to be healthy and as focused as you can be. Thanks to your support and your prayers, together we're changing the world. Now it's time to change our bodies with Z-Shield at InfoWarsLife.com.
If you want the future, you must fight for it. This is The War Room with Owen Schroyer.
Welcome back to The War Room. We've been tracking Hurricane Irma. We've been showing you the response to DACA. President Trump just continues to take shots to the lower region on his DACA recension, or putting it in the hands of Congress. He's doing that for America. Trump gives a great speech on tax reform, putting American workers first. The liberal media completely ignores it. And now Roger Stone joins us as we break news out of Somalia. Al-Shabaab fighters attacked a military base near Somalia's southern port city of Kismayu. The attack was on a base in the village of Bula Gudad near Kismayu. Residents in Bula Gudad said the blast was heard and an exchange of gunfire broke out shortly after the first Muslim prayer of the day. Al-Shabaab is linked to Al-Qaeda and wants to impose strict Islamic law in Somalia. Now Somalia is reaching out to the global community, specifically the United States government, to do something about these ISIS-linked fighters. Stone has broken the story. And as he said on the last break, the big question is, what is the response going to be from the Trump administration? Roger, do you have any insight as to what that might be?
I really don't yet, Owen. This is still a story developing as far as I can tell. Here it seems to me you have an actually definable, achievable military objective. Unlike our forays into Iraq or Afghanistan, where both the terrain and the history would argue against military invention, Al-Shabaab is a sitting duck in a country where they can be targeted, found, and eradicated. And they are involved in an activity which directly threatens the security of the United States, as opposed to the Afghan or Iraq conflicts, where our national interest was never clear to me. I always believed that we went into Iraq largely because Saddam Hussein thumbed his nose at George H.W. Bush in the middle of his failed reelection campaign in 1992, and that this was simply payback. You'll recall that the George W. Bush administration tried to tell us it was about democracy. Democracy? When are the Saudis having their next general election with broad suffrage? I think that would be never. That's when that is. So this is a story that we're going to be monitoring very carefully. It's been a very busy day for me, Owen, because my attorneys filed in the federal court in the District of Columbia, a motion to dismiss the Obama-inspired lawsuit against me, President Donald Trump, and the Trump campaign, charging us with collusion with the Russians, saying specifically that Roger Stone acted in coordination with the Russians to hack the emails of the DNC and give them to the journal WikiLeaks, published by journalist Julian Assange. Now, there's any number of reasons why this completely frivolous and bogus lawsuit should be dismissed. First and foremost, of course, is the fact that they can't even prove that the DNC was hacked, never mind that it was hacked by the Russians, or that I had any involvement in something that probably never actually happened. Anybody who saw The Nation magazine about 2 weeks ago knows that a number of counterterrorism experts have now come forward and said that the overwhelming evidence is that to the extent that anything was stolen from the Democratic National Committee, it was downloaded to thumb drives and taken out the back door. You know that a British diplomat has come forward and said that he was among those who passed that data in that format from a disgruntled employee at the DNC, most likely Seth Rich, to WikiLeaks, who then went on to publish it. It's interesting that no one has ever questioned the authenticity or the accuracy of the material published by WikiLeaks. Can the Washington Post or the New York Times make that claim? No, of course, they can't. So what is this lawsuit really about? Well, it's about two things. One, it is about an effort to tie me up and distract me from my efforts to defend the president and also to warn against what I believe is going to be a deep state coup involving Robert Mueller, James Comey, and perhaps even some around the president to end his presidency and achieve through an extra legal process what they could not achieve at the ballot box, the extinction and end of the Trump presidency. And therefore, I have had no choice but to set up a legal defense fund because this lawsuit has already cost me in excess of $100,000 in legal fees. We have posted with the court our extensive response and our motion for dismissal. But more importantly, I need the resources to file for sanctions against the lawyers involved in this lawsuit, many who come from very prestigious white shoe law firms, in one case, one former Obama-appointed federal judge, for wasting the court's time. And therefore, if you want to help the Legal Defense Fund, you can go to whoframedrogerstone.com, and we will appreciate anything that you choose to donate. Also on the docket today is the entire question of a debt ceiling deal that involves Nancy Pelosi, Chuck Schumer, and the president. Jack Posobiec's going to be joining me to talk about that. We're still trying to figure out exactly what it all means. And then also with us, we have Lucian Wintrich, who's going to talk to us about the mainstream media and the White House press corps and how it really works. So we have a lot of good stuff for you here at the War Room coming up, Owen, and I'm excited about the new show. I think we're off to a great start.
Well, Roger, I want to get back to something you just said that is so paramount and so key for all of these people that want to cry about Trump to be impeached, whether it be for Russia, the hacking, all this thing. There's a cycle here. It starts with hacking, and then it goes to WikiLeaks. And then from WikiLeaks, it goes to the election, and then from the election, it goes back to hacking. And it's all this circle, but the same people that want to point out to all of these things in the cycle, as you pointed out, refuse to recognize one fact, that the content of the WikiLeaks is real and that that is what infected the election. So they will not recognize that resounding truth, no matter what the point is about WikiLeaks or the election or anything, the resounding truth is that the content of the WikiLeaks in real is real, and that is what cost or could potentially have cost Hillary Clinton the election.
No, it's a classic a maneuver of distraction. Let's not focus at the content of the emails. Let's talk about how they were stolen. How they were stolen is almost irrelevant. Roger Stone, Owen Scheuer, we'll be back at the War Room.
Don't go anywhere, folks.
Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Visit InfoWarsLife.com to secure your canister. We have worked for years with our chemists and scientists to create the most powerful and affordable, great-tasting multivitamin formula available. Vitamin Mineral Fusion Drink Mix at InfoWarsLife.com is loaded with a full month's supply of essential vitamins, minerals, and amino acids that your body absolutely needs. In the history of InfoWars Life, we've brought out a lot of amazing products like Survival Shield X2, Super Male Vitality, and so many others. With its unique delivery system and proprietary manufacturing process designed for maximized effects, this formula is the platinum standard of multivitamin mineral products. And this part is most important. The ingredients in Vitamin Mineral Fusion are either plant-derived or of the highest quality lab standard. That means it's clean. That means it's pure. And rest assured, you're fighting the tip of the spear in the info war. That's InfoWarsLife.com and Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Take action now before we sell out.
Protect your skin with SPF 30 sunscreen lotion by Emrex Essentials. Perfect for face and body, this natural, unscented sunscreen can be worn at all times of the day whenever you need sun protection. We source ingredients from nature, producing a product free of harmful chemicals and toxins. This natural lotion contains 21% zinc oxide, which is the largest particle size used, and we do not use nanoparticles. The larger the particle, the safer it is for your body. The organic oils help hydrate the skin, leaving it nice and smooth. The truly natural, fragrance-free sunscreen for the most sensitive skin. Emrex Essentials wants you to enjoy the sun and strives to bring you organic products to enhance your life. Naturally protect your skin with SPF 30 sunscreen lotion by Emrex Essentials. Stop exposing yourself and your family to toxic ingredients. Visit InfoWarsStore.com and learn more about the new SPF 30 sunscreen lotion.
As most of you already know, I am a voracious consumer of news and information. And in the last 4 or 5 years, doing more and more research, I came across the fact that the elite, the establishment, is fully aware of the fact that our ancient ancestors, in many cases, had much better nutrition than we do today. And our ancient ancestors sought out the bones of the animals that they were hunting, killing, and then processing. And so I set out to develop caveman, but to not just have concentrated bone broth from chicken, but 7 other superfood ingredients known for cleansing and supercharging the body at the same time. InfoWars isn't just fighting the globalists. We're getting results, and we're expanding in the face of the complete media assault and winning because of your support. Caveman is back in stock. People absolutely love it. So please secure your caveman today at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139. Alex Jones here to tell you about how you can help spread liberty worldwide while also enjoying what I have found to be the best-tasting 100% organic coffee on the planet. For more than a decade, my favorite coffee has come from the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers grow their unique shade-grown Arabica beans. We have now managed to secure these sought-after beans in a highly customized blend. Discover and try a bag of the Patriot Blend 100% organic coffee at InfoWarsLife.com. This coffee gives you a long, smooth pick-me-up for hours without the headaches and heartburn that so many other coffees give me personally. Hands down, this is my favorite coffee, and it's taken us years to secure connections directly to the Chiapas Mexican farmers. Drop by the site today, order a bag or two, and I don't think you're going to be disappointed. Available in original or with our immune support infusion blend, you will be supporting a free press, all the while enjoying a truly great-tasting cup of my favorite coffee. Available at InfoWarsLife.com.
Making talk radio great again. This is the War Room with Owen Schroyer.
Welcome back to the debut of the War Room. Owen Schroyer with you. Roger Stone is with you as well. We've got a roundtable panel that we are about to embark on. Follow us at War Room Show on Twitter. Subscribe to our YouTube channel. Get those subscriptions up and watch us live at that YouTube channel. We're about to change direction here midway through the debut of the War Room. We're going to begin to get into some of the mainstream media and why it's collapsing, and what I believe also hand in hand collapsing with the mainstream liberal media is also the Democrats as a party. Let's go back to Roger Stone. He's got a powerful panel with us as well. What's going on, Roger?
We've got a lot to talk about today. It's a fast moving day in Washington.
Your phone hasn't stopped ringing since you came on.
No, and I don't want to turn it off because you never know when it might be the president. So it's dangerous to turn it off.
Wait a second. You're not going to be like CNN and MSNBC and turn off the president when he goes live? Wow.
Yeah, well, you gotta make hay while the sun shines. We seem to have some kind of a long-term debt deal that the president has negotiated with Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer. We're trying to make sense of that now, and therefore joining me for a discussion of this development is none only than our friend Jumpin' Jack Flash, Jack Posobiec. Jack, why don't you slide in here?
Thank you, Roger.
We're a little ad hoc in our new arrangements here.
Spared no expense. We're actually here at the palatial DC studios of the Gateway Pundit. So thank you very much to Lucian Wintridge and the great folks at Gateway Pundit for allowing us to use the studio today. But yeah, so Owen, I don't know how much you've dug into this deal. I've been kind of going through the particulars on it now, but it seems that in a room together with Republican leaders and Democrat leaders from Congress, Mitch McConnell, Paul Ryan, Nancy Pelosi, and Chuck Schumer, what President Trump has done in a shocking manner, if you believe mainstream media headlines, he has sided with the Democrats in going for this Hurricane Harvey bill, which allows for $8 billion for Hurricane Harvey funding, an extension on government funding for the next 3 months, which would put us at December 15th, my birthday, and also right before Christmas, and as well as an extension on the debt ceiling, a lifting of the debt ceiling. So what a lot of people are saying is that the president chose this deal because it shows that he's willing to essentially look to McConnell and Ryan and say, I don't need you. I'll go make a deal with the other side if it serves my purposes, if I feel it serves my agenda better. Roger, what do you think the political ramifications of that would be?
Well, I think there has to be a greater examination of the rudimentary pieces of the deal. The American people want to see progress. They don't want to see gridlock in Congress. And what we've seen so far is the president putting forward solid proposals for reform, only to be blocked by the elite leadership of both the Democrats and the Republicans working together. That has only one outcome, potentially under the current rubric, and that is President Donald Trump gets blamed for the inability to motivate his own party to support his reforms. This is why I have been a strong advocate for taking on, in a triangulation-type strategy, the leadership of both parties. There's no reason why President Trump should bear the incompetence or inability of House and Senate Republicans to get behind a reform program. Now the president, in what is can only be called a breathtaking move, appears to have gone around Ryan and McConnell directly to the Democrats to reach a deal. Whether the American people see this deal as good public policy, whether they see it as consistent with the president's platform and proposals, whether they see it as beneficial to the country is yet to be determined. And until we see how this sits with the voters, it's hard to say what the political impact will be. Remind you of my favorite quote from Abraham Lincoln, who said, quote, public opinion is everything.
Well, it's amazing to me, guys. Actually, if you'll pull that New York Times story back up, you have Chuck Schumer in the Oval Office with Donald Trump.
Yeah, these
are making a deal.
Are unprecedented. Chuck Schumer,
Chuck Schumer pretends like Trump is the plague on humanity. Right. How is he cutting deals with Trump?
And this is Chuck Schumer, who spoke at the inauguration before the Trump crowd there. I myself was one of them, booed him off the stage. So loudly were the boos that you couldn't actually hear a word that he was saying. Now, I, of course, wasn't booing myself. I was merely recording the boos of others around me.
If you were, we wouldn't hold it against you if you were.
Yeah, maybe a little bit, just to try it on for size. I may have booed, but I didn't inhale. But what we saw now, what we're seeing now, is these unprecedented optics of the president physically embracing one of his most strident and ardent foes. So what this means is, again, and Roger, you've brought up this quality of Trump in the past, is that Donald Trump is unpredictable. No one could have predicted this today, and it adds an element of a wild card into any future negotiations with the president.
There's no question. The president likes to confound his critics. He likes the big play. He likes to do the unexpected. And in many ways, when it comes to public relations, he is still a master of the game. But I would point out that his cooperation with Schumer goes well beyond this deal. Why the president would support, through Jeff Sessions, U.S. attorney appointees in both Albany and New York, who would have been the same people appointed by Hillary Clinton with the support of Chuck Schumer, is a mystery. A mystery that cannot be solved. We know that New York Attorney General Eric Schneiderman actually attempted to extort Donald Trump and his daughter Ivanka, saying that in return for campaign contributions, he would not pursue the Trump University case where there were complaints filed in that state. The U.S. attorney, either in Albany or New York City, who would have jurisdiction in this matter, should bring a criminal complaint regarding Mr. Schneiderman.
And I should point out, Roger, not to stop you, but Schneiderman, who we now find, who has been involved with these financial issues, is now cooperating part and parcel with the Mueller investigation, clearly injecting partisan politics into what's supposedly an independent counsel.
Well, not only that, but yeah. Mr. Schneiderman was caught red-handed trying to shake the Exxon executives down for campaign contributions. Eric Schneiderman may be the single most corrupt politician in office today. He should be targeted by the U.S. attorneys in New York and Albany. And I would predict to you, Jack and Owen, that as more is known about his activities, that Mr. Schneiderman, rather than Paul Manafort, will find himself in the crosshairs.
So Schneiderman might be another one of these guys shaking in their shoes like a Debbie Wasserman Schultz is right now. And to talk about the politics of this, guys, to me, this is a win for Trump and a loss for the Democrats and the Republicans. See, the Democrats are all excited in the moment. They're like, all right, we finally struck a deal with Trump. We struck this deal. We got something accomplished. Oh, but wait, our lapdogs in the media can't report on it because Trump got what he wanted. So they can't report that the Democrats gave what Trump wanted. So this victory for the Democrats will stay behind closed doors. Meanwhile, the Republicans that aren't working with Trump, the rhinos like Paul Ryan, Mitch McConnell, they won't work with Trump. So he just says, okay, I don't need you. I'll get what I want done with the Democrats that hate my guts. So now he deals a loss to the Republicans, who now they have to know Trump can win without him. And he also rubs it in the Democrats' face by saying, I made a deal with you, but the media is not going to cover it. Ha ha. So Trump completely wins.
Very, very good analysis, Owen. Now is probably a good time to remind you that you can't get this kind of first-rate political analysis just anywhere. And therefore, it's a good time for you to go to the InfoWars.com store, where the Emmerich Essential line of organic household products are now 50% off. These are the very best. Zinc oxide, herbal bug spray, concentrated peppermint mouthwash. These are the products that help us keep InfoWars on the air, vibrant and alive. So folks, please go to the store. We need your support. We don't have a George Soros writing giant checks for us backstage. We can only rely on patriots like you.
He
We've got great air filters, great water filters, great non-GMO heirloom seeds, great books, great films, great Patriot apparel to meet like-minded people. And we've got a new humongoid sale. Not the number of things that are on massive sale, but on what's on sale. Out for months, not been on sale for months and months. We've never offered Super Male Vitality, known concentrated herbs, cold pressed. Super Male Vitality, 57% off. It's never been the price it is right now with 3,596 reviews, 4.6 reviews total by third-party sites. Unprecedented. And it's cold pressed. That's why Super Male is so different. People say, well, I know these compounds work because it's admitted to science and these are other, what you sell, they, BuzzFeed said, is like, is already best-selling stuff that's been certified as, you know, healthy and good forever. Why these aren't anything new? Because why do something new when you can have the oldest and best, but cold pressed?
You deserve a deep, restful sleep with Knockout by InfoWars Life. Our organic formula is made from high-quality natural ingredients such as valerian root extract, L-tryptophan, lemon balm leaf extract, and melatonin. Knockout packs a powerful punch to get you through the night and achieve proper sleep. Millions of people around the world experience daytime drowsiness, but with the rapid speed of life, we need to be able to keep up the pace. Our natural mixture harnesses the power of 10 known ingredients to let your body relax and get the sleep you need. Wake up refreshed and take on the day. InfoWars Life wants to bring you a sleep support formula that goes above and beyond other leading brands at an affordable price. Get the sleep you deserve and experience the power of Knockout. Head on over to InfoWarsLife.com and say goodbye to fatigue. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Hey, did you know that you can now preserve your own food for up to 25 years and still maintain its nutrition and flavor? That's right. Now's the time to build your own food storage with Harvest Rites freeze dryers. Go to InfoWarsStore.com to learn more and check out this innovative and smart technology that's easy to use. And let me tell you something, it is perfect for freeze drying fruits, vegetables, meats, dairy products, desserts, and entire meals. Woo! That's what I'm talking about. And when compared to traditional methods of preservation, like canning or dehydrating, you know, like what you get at the grocery store, there is no comparison. Harvest Rite freeze dryers retain 97% of the food's taste, color, and nutritional value and have a shelf life of up to 25 years. Now that's what I call the miracle of food preservation. Harvest Rite is truly the world's best, most affordable freeze dryer. So what are you waiting for? Check it out right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
Dr. Group, you developed Living Defense for us. It took you over a year to do it. Why is this so good?
Because people are actually waking up to the problem that pretty much scares me the most. I mean, I try to make sure that I don't put toxins from food and water and beverages in my system. But right now we're dealing with massive parasites, which is anything that's harmful to your body that lives off a host mechanism. Right now with all the refugees spreading disease around. We have biological warfare going on everywhere. These are all parasites.
Tell us about all the stuff that said that there's so many things that are in it.
You have the neem in there. You have the organic clove bud, the organic wormwood. I recommend doing a parasite cleanse at least twice a year.
All right. Well, I'm glad we've got some back in because I'm going back on it today. It just came back in yesterday. Living Defense, InfoWarsLife.com. And folks, you can't lose. It's full of stuff that's great for your body, period. And you support the broadcast, InfoWarsLife.com. Thank you, Dr. Group from the Global Healing Center. Thank you so much for all your work, sir, on this great product.
This is the return of the Republic. And this is the War Room with Owen Schroyer.
Welcome back to the War Room. Owen Schroyer, Roger Stone, Jack Posobiec with you. We've got still an hour and 13 minutes left of this broadcast and a ton of news to cover yet. Landfall in Puerto Rico, Hurricane Irma, is devastating Caribbean islands, the Lower Antilles right now. Miami is holding off evacuation orders for now. And two nuclear power plants are in the path of Hurricane Irma. They are located in South Florida. Let's get back with Roger Stone and Jack Posobiec. We were just discussing how Trump has kind of checkmated here the media with his deal getting the money for the support of Hurricane Harvey victims, making the deal with the Democrats.
As you can see, Owen, Jack has stepped out, and joining me now is Lucian Wintrich from the Gateway Pundit, who has some observations about the mainstream media, the Washington Press Corps, and exactly how they're going to cover this story. You had some, I think, excellent analysis about the conundrum here, where the media will want to extol the great virtues of the Democrats for making this deal and talk about how they took Trump to the cleaners, yet they will never highlight what it is that Donald Trump got from the deal. Lucian, your observations?
Yeah, well, what we're seeing with the mainstream media, with CNN, MSNBC, is they're completely controlling and coordinating, colluding with each other to come out with narratives against this administration. I mean, I'm in the White House briefing room every day where you can actually witness them all on the same Slack panels, the same group text messages. We need to nail the administration in this way. They'll funnel questions to each other. Which is, you know, far different than what you guys are doing over there at InfoWars, what we're doing at the Gateway Pundit, what Breitbart's doing, independent conservative journalists trying to get to the bottom.
Let me just hold you up for a second, because it sounds to me like you're talking about certain big network media pundits, you know, in the room with you, trying to coordinate with one another to come at the White House representatives. Is that what I'm hearing?
Oh yeah, absolutely, absolutely. They
so this is like
part.
Literal kindergarten tactics against the teacher.
Very well put. And that's about the mentality that we're dealing with. First of all, there's a visceral cultural hatred of the president that I'm not even sure he understands. This goes far beyond ideology, far beyond philosophy. This is elitism. It's raw elitism. The president is self-made. The president comes from Queens roots. The president is a giant believer in free enterprise. And those are all dirty words to the elite mainstream media, who frankly became fat and happy because for the last 100 years, they've had a complete monopoly on the dissemination of political information. If it didn't happen on ABC, NBC, or CBS, why, it didn't happen at all. The evolution of a majority of Americans now getting their information through the internet via a handheld device or an iPad or a PC has revolutionized everything. As television watchers went to the internet to try to find CNN, didn't take them very long to find out that there are much better things to watch.
Yeah, that's not hard at all.
For example. Yeah,
exactly. That's not hard at all. That's how someone like me ends up here. Roger, I hate to interrupt you, but I want to go back to what Lucian just talked about. When you're in the White House press briefings and you have media members colluding with one another to try to come at Trump or to try to come at whoever's doing the press briefing, I mean, to me, when I'm out in the streets and I deal with these protesters that hate America, I'm not an angry person, but I get angry because I feel like they hate my country. They're trying to wreck my prosperity. They're trying to wreck this country. I mean, do you get that same emotion when you witness this stuff?
I mean, you know, it was honestly shocking to me, because I came into the White House press office, back in February. And these journalists who are in that room, they're supposed to be some of the nation's best. They are supposed to be objective. They're supposed to be journalists, quite frankly. And more and more, the longer I've been in that room, that is simply not the case. And this isn't a matter of, oh, a staff member at CNN is funneling something to Jim Acosta. It's literally all of these establishment media folk in that room, they are coordinating opposition to this administration, to the presidency. And they are coming up with, I mean, it's wild watching them create and then spin this propaganda that has gotten in the way of good policy time and time again. And I'm going to throw this over to Roger. So, Roger, you've been observing what the leftist mainstream media has been doing since the 60s. Has it ever been this bad?
Well, before, because they had a total monopoly, because there was no place else to go, there was no forum for an alternative narrative. The InfoWars of its time literally did not exist. And therefore, the mainstream media became more and more arrogant, more and more smug, and more certain about their being right about everything. Now what we've seen is the tech left has figured out that this has become a giant mistake, that they need to get the toothpaste back in the tube. My God, we actually have a free press. We actually have a broad and diverse press, and that's the last thing they want. This is why the CNN is so virulent and so vicious in their attempts to attack not only the president and his wife and his family and his administration, but anybody who represents them. That's why watching patriots like Ed Martin and Michael Caputo go there on CNN and do battle has really been heartening. Last night, I watched a panel with Anderson Cooper in which Ed Martin took on five radical liberals. They were drooling with hatred. By the way, I thought he beat them back extraordinarily well. Ed Martin, somebody we need to get back on here at the War Room.
So he's basically taken the place of Jeffrey Lord, who they had to let go because they couldn't take Jeffrey Lord stomping them down every night.
Yeah, and we know that anytime you get an effective conservative on, and he challenges Anna Navarro, the airhead diva, who claims to be a Republican strategist, but has been giving to Bob Menendez and Deborah Wasserman Schultz, and who, based on my research, has never actually provided strategy for any Republican candidate running for any office anywhere on the face of the planet. Whenever you challenge her, she goes running to management to complain. Oh, I can't go on with Ed Martin. I can't go on with Michael Caputo. I can't go on with anybody who will actually challenge my lack of credentials, my lack of expertise, or my claims to be a Republican. It's really pretty pathetic.
Honestly, it's an amazing thing to witness all these pathetic members of the media. It's like, where do you stop? I mean, Don Lemon, Anderson Cooper, Anna Navarro, Rachel Maddow, the list just goes on and on and on. But I want to get back to what the feeling is like for you, Lucian, when you're in this room with these people. I mean, did you witness any of Donald Trump's smashing of Acosta? Did you witness any of that firsthand?
Oh, yeah. I mean, absolutely, absolutely incredible. And, you know, from what I've heard through the grapevine, people at CNN, these propagandists over at CNN, at MSNBC, they're supposed to be hiding their actual motives a little bit better than Acosta has been doing. They're supposed to at least pretend that they're unbiased. So from what I've heard, Acosta at this point is actually on his way out. He's not as clever as some of these other people. But, you know, it really is. I was actually talking to Gorka about this earlier this week. And while he shied away from using the term deep state, it does seem like a lot of these mainstream media people in that room are also colluding with the deep state, with an intense establishment that is continuously at every turn trying to hurt this administration. I mean, in my first week, even us being in there, the Gateway Pundit being in there, was a major challenge to the mainstream media stronghold. I was, I won't mention the correspondent's name, but I was called a Nazi. He said, "Oh, how do you believe in race mixing?" And I said, "What are you talking about?" He said, "Oh, well, you write for the Gateway Pundit. That's conservative. So you must be all these labels." It's honestly astonishing that these people, they're more or less pulling up things from Media Matters, from the ADL, which is right now being run by one of Obama's former staffers, as I'm sure you know, and they are just running this left and right to control the narrative, to hurt the administration, and to try to downplay actual conservative journalism, or even objective journalism for that matter.
Well, you know what? I look at you, and I think that the same reason why they hate you is the same reason why they hate me. We're young, we're smarter, we're better than them, we understand the big picture, and they hate it. They're threatened by you. That's the truth. They are threatened by you, and that's why they call you a Nazi.
I think that's exactly right. But let me congratulate you on the great launch here, Owen, of a terrific show. Jack and I are particularly glad to see that you shaved today. We are launching the Razor
Blades. You got lucky.
We are launching the Razor Blades for Cernovich campaign almost immediately. But my thanks to Jack Posobiec.
Men, give your body the support it needs with InfoWars Life Prostaguard.
It's time to start assisting the body in regulating proper prostate balance. InfoWars Life has set out to bring you formulations that are not only the highest quality out there, but formulas that you can use on a daily basis to give your body the natural herbs and extracts that our experts recommend. The Prostaguard formula does just that with its mixture of plant-based nutrients and antioxidants that help give your body total support. It's a hand-selected blend of saw palmetto, lycopene, plant sterols, zinc, vitamin D3, selenium, and copper. Prostaguard is something that the men on the InfoWars crew take every day. And from our research, it's something that men should really be adding to their daily regimen in order to keep their body going at optimal levels. Now's the time to start naturally supporting your body. Get Prostaguard on your side today, exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
A new shipment of BioTruth Selenium is now available at InfoWarsLife.com. We've been sold out for months. Our one-of-a-kind InfoWars Life BioTruth Selenium formula is now back in stock at InfoWarsLife.com. This is the true selenium formula that has rocked the nutraceutical industry to its core. Nearly every other selenium supplement on the market is produced with synthetic selenium, but BioTruth Selenium is made from a source of 100% organic mustard seed. The effects of the essential trace mineral selenium are well known, from supporting the thyroid gland and immune system to DNA production and eyesight. BioTruth Selenium is also the perfect supercharger to Survival Shield X2 nascent iodine, as both help support a healthy thyroid and many other systems. Visit InfoWarsLife.com to order your bottle of BioTruth Selenium before we sell it again. That's InfoWarsLife.com to secure your selenium and other key products that don't only help yourself and your family, but also fund our operation against the globalist, a 360 win. We didn't ask for this fight, but we're in this fight. This is the time to support InfoWars. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
The silent majority is no longer silent. This is the War Room with Owen. The silent majority has a voice. This is the War Room.
Okay, folks, welcome back to the War Room. We've got 1 hour left of the debut show. Follow us at War Room Show on Twitter. Subscribe to our YouTube channel, War Room Show. And be sure to follow this broadcast every weekday from 3 to 6. It is the top of the 5 o'clock hour, and that means it's time for a news blitz. And we got a ton of stuff we haven't got to yet, and we've got great guests yet to come up. UN armored vehicles are being stored under same roof of Kellogg cereal warehouse. Amazing footage of all these UN armored vehicles. You've seen them here or there, but we've got an entire stock of them being held at a Kellogg's warehouse. We're going to have more on that later with a guest. Chicago reported thousands more votes than voters in 2016, GOP official says. But don't worry, folks. It's not just Chicago. The same thing happened in Detroit. More votes than voters. Steve Bannon is going to be on 60 Minutes this Sunday, and it's already got members of the White House freaking out, members of the media freaking out. What will Bannon say on 60 Minutes this Sunday? John Danforth, former Missouri Republican, says Trump is no Republican. Wow, you're actually right, Danforth. We've got that clip. We'll break that down later. The View grills Sarah Huckabee Sanders and her father on their show today, saying they feel sorry for her. We'll have those clips as well. They just hate everybody on the left. Federal Republic of Somalia is requesting the United States government, the United States military force, aid them in a fight against Al-Shabaab and ISIS from getting uranium into the hands of Iran and potentially into the hands of North Korea. That we broke today with Roger Stone. Of course, we've got DACA news, DACA everywhere. The Federation for American Immigration Reform puts out this: illegal aliens taking U.S. jobs. Just in the state of Texas alone, 1.3 million. See, these are the jobs they're taking from kids, folks. It's taking jobs from American kids, not from the dreamers. All kinds of stuff on DACA. We covered most of that already. New Surgeon General sworn in by Vice President Pence. You're not seeing this anywhere in the media. Vice President Pence swore in Dr. Jerome Adams yesterday. He will be the new Surgeon General. How is it that the racist President Trump would appoint a black man to be the Surgeon General? You got to be a pretty smart cookie to be the Surgeon General. And Dr. Jerome Adams is now the Surgeon General. They completely ignore that on the mainstream media. Florida is already preparing evacuations ahead of Hurricane Irma. It is storming through the Lesser Antilles right now, hitting Puerto Rico. We had some video of that earlier. Miami is putting off evacuation policies for now, but there are two nuclear plants in the path of Hurricane Irma, which is developing. Again, two nuclear plants. We can only pray to God that we don't have a similar situation as what happened in Fukushima. And of course, Trump has been all over making sure that people are ready and prepared should Hurricane Irma make landfall in Florida and hit the United States again. So that's the news blitz. Coming up in this hour, we're going to hear from Leanne McAdoo. She's got some stuff. She is in Florida. We'll talk about Hurricane Irma with her. We're also going to go to Alistair Williamson from Stockboard Asset. He is actually the one that broke the story about the UN trucks being shelved at the Kellogg's plant. And you won't believe the other connections that he made with his report at StockboardAsset.com. So we're going to hear from him. This is big, folks. I've seen UN vehicles before, okay? And I've seen them on the road, but maybe just one or two. He caught a whole stock of them. I think the obvious question is, what the hell are they doing here? Why is the UN occupying Maryland? We're going to find all that out and more. Final hour of the War Room show. Don't go anywhere.
We've got great air filters, great water filters, great non-GMO heirloom seeds, great books, great films, great Patriot apparel to meet like-minded people. And we've got a new humongoid sale. Not the number of things that are on massive sale, but on what's on sale. Out for months, not been on sale for months and months. We've never offered Super Mel Vitality, known concentrated herbs, cold pressed. Super Mel Vitality, 57% off. It's never been the price it is right now. With 3,596 reviews, 4.6 reviews total by third-party sites. Unprecedented, and it's cold pressed. That's why Super Male is so different. People say, well, I know these compounds work because it's admitted to science, and these are other, what you sell, they BuzzFeed said, is already best-selling stuff that's been certified as, you know, healthy and good forever. Why these aren't anything new? Because why do something new when you can have the oldest and best, but cold pressed? Duh.
Welcome back to the War Room, folks. Final hour here. We are live 3 to 6 weekdays. You can find us at Infowars.com/show. You can find us on the War Room channel YouTube page. Subscribe to that and follow us on Twitter at War Room Show. It's been an exciting show. We plan to keep it fast paced and hitting all the developing stories as we go with you from 3 to 6. We're now joined by Alistair Williamson from Stockboard Asset. You may be familiar with him. I've interviewed him many a times. And now he's got a story that's not being covered anywhere, as far as I can tell. UN armored vehicles are being stored under same roof of a Kellogg cereal warehouse. Well, there's all kinds of different angles that I want to get into this with you, Alistair, but let's just start with the generals. How did you happen to find this warehouse with all of these UN vehicles?
Thanks for having me on here. This was an anonymous tip that I want to just keep it at that. But what I was told was to go to this location, and at this location, you will find in the back part basically a whole unit of UN vehicles, from support vehicles to gas trucks, water trucks, to freight, or I would say more than likely we would call it shipping containers. We even saw armored vehicles. Now, I had someone challenge me and say, look, Alistair, you have these armored vehicles that you're peacekeeping vehicles. And if I told them, I said, those are bulletproof cars. You can slap him, you can slap a sticker on UN, but at the end of the day, those vehicles are in war zones in the Middle East, and let's not get ahead of ourselves. This is very troubling that we have this unit of vehicles by the UN that's basically stationed at the private corporation that's 70 to 80 miles from Washington, D.C., as well as 70 to 80 miles to Baltimore. And it's very troubling that we see this.
Wow, is that drone footage too that you captured there?
That is drone footage that I was able to bring up a drone. The airspace was clear. I met all FAA regulations at that specific point, but it gives you a very interesting view that not many people have seen of UN vehicles.
Hey, you know what, guys? Let's try to get Alistair reconnected because his audio keeps breaking up. Hey, Alistair, we're just going to try to get you reconnected. We're having an audio issue with you. Again, though, you saw the footage, folks. It was on one of those trucks that had a loading gate, and I saw one of those UN vehicles. It looks like the tank version. It's not really a tank. It's more of an MRAP, I suppose. And I saw one of those being transported through Missouri. I don't remember when I saw this, but I remember I took a picture of it. I even made a meme out of it. I'm going to see if I can find this on my Twitter, and we'll put it out before the end of the show. But I was shocked by just seeing one of them. Just seeing one of them. I was like, what is that? How did that get here? Why is the UN have occupying vehicles in the United States? I didn't vote for that. What the heck is going on? But then, as you just heard, Alistair Williamson from StockboardAsset.com gets an anonymous tip, saying, hey, go to this location. You're going to be shocked what you find. And then you saw his drone footage. I would say it looks like there's about a fleet of 100 vehicles within that unit. And again, as he was pointing out, these are occupational units. Okay, yeah, there you've got some trucks that you can use for transportation, but that's not all they had, folks. It looked like they had a semi in there. They had what appears to be MRAPs. These are seriously heavily armored vehicles, and you can only ask why would the UN have these vehicles in the state of Maryland, which, as he pointed out, 70 miles from D.C., 70 miles from Baltimore. We know that the globalists are trying to initiate or spark some sort of a civil war, whether it be over race, whether it be over Trump, whatever it is, anything to try to divide this country and take it down. And then is that the plan, to bring in the UN, to have the UN as an occupying force? I don't know. These are serious questions. And I'm not seeing this on any other media. Are you seeing a fleet of UN vehicles? Look at that. Is that a petrol? That's for moving petrol or gasoline or some sort of chemicals. Why does the UN have that? So, again, I'm just trying to figure out why. But do we have Alistair back with us, guys? Trying to get him reconnected. But he also made quite another interesting discovery here as far as why they might be being housed at a Kellogg cereal warehouse. That's another question you might just wonder, why is that going on? So many questions here. We will ask these questions on the War Room. You're not going to get this anywhere else, folks, again. And it should be rather shocking, I think, to have an entire fleet of these vehicles in Maryland. Let's go back to Alistair. So have you talked to anyone about this? Has anyone provided you any feedback? Has anyone responded to your story? Any officials, anybody?
How's it going, Owen? Yeah, sorry about that communication failure we had right there. But I have not had any individual come back at me with the story. This has basically been an exclusive story to only InfoWars, and I was keeping it like that. And it's very interesting that the mainstream media would never cover this. They would never allow you to understand that under the same roof of a Kellogg facility, this is a Kellogg warehouse, there are a bunch of UN vehicles in the back part of the parking lot. Now, what we have to understand is that
This building is separated, and about a third of the warehouse space is used by Kellogg, and it's a cereal manufacturer, and they're storing various types of cereals. I think what this location is holding was Special K. It's your cereal that you get at it, like a department or a grocery store. Now, the two-thirds of the building, it's rented by the U.S. General Services Administration, and for quite some time, under the same roof, there have been armored vehicles and other types of UN vehicles. And you can see in the video what type of vehicles those would be. Armored vehicles. There's a fleet of trucks. We see even water trucks, gas trucks. I mean, basically, you see a whole supporting unit that is giving support to the armored vehicles and whatever task that happens to be. Now, I made the point before our communication failed, is that this location is tucked back in a corporate business district that the individual, the everyday individual, would never know it would exist. It's also 70 to 80 miles from Washington. It's a straight shot to Washington, D.C., or a straight shot to Baltimore. So if there was panic, like we saw in Baltimore during the riots, or social chaos, if there was any type of Antifa uprising or anything in D.C., like we saw when Trump was elected, it's very odd that we see this unit sitting there. So it's very interesting that the proximity to these two locations, it's very interesting why it's just sitting there. It's waiting, Owen. That is what it's waiting.
It appears, when you look at these images, I mean, it looks like it's in a deployment ready. I mean, it looks like these things are ready to deploy. I mean, they've been stationed there. They're not in any parking garages. They're not covered up. And another question that comes to my head, I think would come to anyone's head in this matter, could there be more of these? You discovered one. Who's to say there's not more of these? If there's one there, why couldn't there be more of these? Perhaps there are. Maybe we need some more anonymous tips telling people, hey, go film this. We've got UN fleets in other areas too. Maybe this will be the spark that unites that. I wouldn't be shocked if there were more of these.
Now, what's very interesting, and I want to jump into the article where we're talking about Kellogg's. And when you think about Kellogg's, you think about the keyboard elf. You think about Rice Krispie Treats, the elves. They're very harmless creatures there. You think about Cheez-Its and Pringles, all these.
All right, we're going to stop him right there. We're going to give you a teaser. On the other side, we're going to connect Kellogg's to all of this and find out why there might actually be a legitimate connection between the UN housing their fleet right next to a Kellogg's warehouse. And maybe there is a connection there, folks. But regardless, this should be a leading story.
You deserve a deep, restful sleep with Knockout by InfoWars Life. Our organic formula is made from high-quality natural ingredients such as valerian root extract, L-tryptophan, lemon balm leaf extract, and melatonin. Knockout packs a powerful punch to get you through the night and achieve proper sleep. Millions of people around the world experience daytime drowsiness, but with the rapid speed of life, we need to be able to keep up the pace. Our natural mixture harnesses the power of 10 known ingredients to let your body relax and get the sleep you need. Wake up refreshed and take on the day. InfoWars Life wants to bring you a sleep support formula that goes above and beyond other leading brands at an affordable price. Get the sleep you deserve and experience the power of Knockout. Head on over to InfoWarsLife.com and say goodbye to fatigue. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
I am very proud to announce the introduction of the highest quality InfoWars Biome Defense Probiotic. We wanted to come out with the largest spectrum of high quality known probiotics that have been proven to improve overall digestion and health and detoxification in the body. Biome Defense is an exclusive blend of 50 billion live and active cultures from over 23 different probiotic strains that are known to support digestion and intestinal function. Our researchers are confident that we have been able to develop what will be the leading probiotic on the market. Secure your biome defense in ultra strength or regular strength at InfoWarsLife.com today and get started supporting your digestive system naturally. We've been testing this formula for years, but this is the limited first run to the public, so please take advantage of it today. Support your own health and support the InfoWar. It's not just our water we need to filter. It's not just our food that needs to be clean. It's the air we're breathing, especially for our children. The artificial particulates, the chemicals, is absolutely weighing down our immune systems. The same team based right here in America that brought you the Alexa Pure groundbreaking water filtration systems have now developed Alexa Pure Breeze. Whether it's your home or office, you owe it to yourself, your coworkers, your family, your children to do the best job you can to purify your air. The elite are masters at poisoning our environment while themselves doing things that mitigate or avoid most of the toxic effects for themselves. The general public doesn't. The Alexa Pure Breeze would be a steal at $300, $400, $500. One of these systems can keep 800 square feet incredibly clean. This is a system I'm personally putting in throughout my house, replacing older, more expensive filters that didn't do as good a job. Find out why this system is so revolutionary today at InfoWarsStore.com. After being sold out for months, our best-selling Super Blue Fluoride toothpaste is now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. Research across the board is clear. When bacteria infects your gums, it can enter your bloodstream and even contribute to blood clots and heart attacks. That's why the last Surgeon General's report on oral health warns that your oral health can have a serious impact on your entire body. Super Blue Fluoride-free toothpaste is a groundbreaking new formula. It's loaded with good halogen iodine instead of the bad halogen fluoride. Super Blue contains natural oils and ingredients used since biblical times to help wipe out bad bacteria and eliminate bad breath. Just some of the ingredients in Super Blue, chosen by our dental experts, include xylitol, peppermint oil, iodine, nano silver, and more. Due to requests from listeners who found that spearmint was a little bit too strong for some of their children, we have created the new bubblegum flavored Super Blue that is spearmint free. Learn more about the new bubblegum flavor Super Blue toothpaste and more at InfoWarsLife.com and support the InfoWar while you support healthy gums and teeth.
If you want the future, you must fight for it. This is The War Room with Owen Schroyer.
Welcome back to The War Room. We are joined by Alex Jones. He will be sitting in with us now. I think Mike Cernovich will be joining us here in a minute, too. It the Clown perhaps might make a surprise appearance.
Well, yeah, let's be clear. We're going to be on towards the end. He's making a documentary, and we're sitting there watching this amazing interview with Alistair in between a break, and they're asking me right in this part of the film they're making called Hoax, how do we verify news stories? And I said, here's an example. You see that on television right there with this Alistair individual on. I said, that looks like a video game. Super 3D modeling. It's so crisp. But I said, he looks familiar. Let me go back and ask him. So on camera, I march back and I say, how do you know that's real? They said, Alistair's given us great drone footage off and on for years. Oh, and you said he helped when you were getting physically attacked by deplorables. They're the real deplorables by the Antifa at the deplorable there in D.C. at the inauguration that he helped you. And then we did further vetting, and I said, okay, well, he's given us great stuff in the past. It looks like it's real. But I went on further to say it's not a U.N. takeover. You weren't saying that either. They're getting manufactured here in the United States. Then they get shipped overseas. But the media, every time we cover something like this, misrepresents what we're saying, like Jade Helm saying the UN's coming to kill you this summer. No, when they have drills with this type of stuff, I've talked to the military personnel, they admit it's for overseas, but also here jointly. But now under Trump, less and less is this going to be used against the American people. More and more it is for overseas operation. But when people saw the trains a few years ago, loaded with brand new armored vehicles and tanks with a UN insignia, people thought it was an invasion, when in truth it was the forces being taken to the ports to be shipped overseas. So they'll take something like this, and I'm glad you're reporting it. You're giving accurate reporting. They'll misrepresent what we're saying and what we're doing, claiming we're putting out fake news. But then it overshadows the Democratic Party saying they want the UN to come in. They want to have a civil emergency. They want to declare the election overturned. They want the arrest of Trump. They want the overturning of the election. They want Homeland Security to federalize it. Phil Mudd, deputy director of the CIA previously, says he wants to kill Trump. Trump's going to be killed. world. All that's real. So we're smart to be watching this, and Alistair's incredible to go out and get this footage and share it with us. He's totally on target. I'm not in here saying, look, when you're not doing a good job, let's vet this. I'm using this as a microcosm of education for myself, you, the listeners, and the viewers of how we're presenting this reasonably, saying this looks pretty ominous, but what's really behind it? But then I want to give folks the vetting from all angles. This is real footage, incredible footage, what drones and HD can do with that nighttime lighting. This is real. This isn't some video game. But, again, what are they really being used for? So you guys finish up there with Alistair. I'll be back in about 15 minutes, and I think we're going to have a surprise visitor that is fiction, that is satire, but they're going to say that that is a real thing we're doing as well. This is a lot more real than It the Clown coming to visit us.
And exactly. You just talked about it, too, where we're saying, hey, this is going on. We're asking the questions. We're showing the footage. We just want coverage of it. You won't get that coverage anywhere else. We're the only news organization
exactly.
that actually covers it.
And that goes out to all these great vetted sources like Alistair. Because we're sitting there going, man, that looks so good, it looks fake. But that's technology now. It's like these TVs, you go and see the new TVs. I haven't bought one. They're so clear, you can't believe it's real. But then it was a great example for them to go, yeah, that's Alistair. You know him. He shot all this great drone footage. He's done this. He's helped us out. I go, yeah, I recognize him. And then I turn to the cameras and I go, see, that's the vetting that happened before this guy was put on. Owen's known him. We've known him for a while. And that is real footage of real UN vehicles being made in America, clearly for export. We hope, but it doesn't mean that the Democrats aren't trying to get a civil emergency race war in America where the UN troops would come in. Henry Kissinger has talked about using that as a scenario. We're not saying it's happening. We're not saying it's imminent like MSM and CNN have misrepresented. We're saying this is the type of stuff that's going on and taking place. All right, back to Owen Schroyer and back to Alistair and the great work. We need to get Alistair as a reporter. With his drone out there, he's doing a great job.
I know he'd love to be. He's broken a lot of stories out of Baltimore. He's located in Baltimore. There's a lot of stuff going on out there.
Please continue.
So the interesting connection that we were about to get into was the fact that this thing is located right next to a Kellogg's warehouse. Kellogg's is a company that does major philanthropic work. You were addressing this in your story, Alistair. Go ahead.
Owen, thanks. Thanks for having me back on here. And I just want to say to Alex's point, you know, no one is saying here that you know, these vehicles are being used for domestic issues or whatnot.
No. I know, Alistair. They're going to say that we said that. This isn't even about you. You're doing a great job. We're just illustrating how media deceives.
And you're 100% right. Media does deceive. They like to tell you, they like to tell the world that something you said, but in reality you didn't say, and they like to allude to it. But the very interesting point here that I want to bring up that I have in this article, it's the fact that it's sitting under the same roof of a Kellogg cereal warehouse. And you can look on Google Image or any type of address webpage and see that it is a Kellogg cereal warehouse. Now, what we have to understand is that this warehouse is divided into a third and a two-third. The one-third is Kellogg's, and the two-thirds is the general, I have it right here, it's the U.S. General Service Administration. What's very interesting, the point that we're bringing across is that Kellogg's looks like an innocent company. It does. And I was saying that the elves with Mr. Keebler, the Rice Krispie Treat elves, it all looks fine. But when you start diving underneath of what Kellogg stands for, their nonprofit arm, according to Breitbart, which is the seventh largest foundation in the United States, and one of the largest donors to George Soros and a very large donor to Black Lives Matter, we have to start asking questions. And this is the Kellogg Foundation, guys, that is donating to organizations that are trying to disrupt the American city through community organizing groups. Let's kind of ask the question, why under the same roof, why do we see UN military vehicles and a Kellogg's factory? Is there something else that is happening? We don't know. We can't tell because we're not inside the location. But all we can say is that the Kellogg Foundation, the nonprofit arm of Kellogg, the cereal company, has a track record, a terrible track record
for promoting left-wing political issues through George Soros, who is actively trying to destabilize the United States. We saw that in Charlottesville. I've seen it here in Baltimore. We've seen it in Ferguson. We've seen the money that is flowing into these organizations, and it's very concerning that a Kellogg's warehouse under the same roof and the U.S. General, and it's right here, the U.S. General Service Administration housing U.N. vehicles. It's very odd. That's what we're saying. It's very odd that in one location you have the Kellogg and then you have the U.S. General Service Administration.
And as you point out in the story, W.K. Kellogg Foundation has given major donations to George Soros's Open Society Institution. W.K. Kellogg Foundation has also donated six figures, almost seven, to Black Lives Matter. So again, we're just reporting on this, trying to ask the questions that the mainstream media will not address. Thank you for joining us. Thank you for that great footage, Alistair.
Whatever. Thank you.
So there goes Alistair Williamson. He was the one that captured that drone footage, shot the report from outside the, well, it's just a staging area for a UN fleet right now. Where it goes, nobody knows because they're not going to tell you. We're going to be right back on their side. We'll hear from Alex Jones, Mike Cernovich, and Leanne McAdoo. Such strong resistance.
More than 2 years ago, InfoWars first told you about our research into what has been called the iodine conspiracy. I've told you about how scientists have known for decades that iodine deficiencies can devastate IQ and how the government knowingly started taking iodine out of the food and adding fluoride, the bad member of the halogen family, into the water. They took the good halogen out and put the deadly halogen in. And when the Fukushima crisis worsened, as it still is worsening today, I was there telling you how to prepare yourself and your family. Now, in 2016, even more information has been revealed concerning the connection between iodine and the gut, which many experts are now saying could be the biggest revelation ever concerning iodine. You can pull these studies up for yourself. This is the real deal, folks, and the truth is that iodine is essential, in my view, to any optimum health regimen. Stock up on Survival Shield X2 today at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
Enjoy all natural bath and beauty products with Emmerix Essentials. We are proud to bring you a collection of organic-based household products at InfoWarsStore.com, including non-nano SPF 30 zinc oxide sunscreen, DEET-free herbal bug spray, concentrated peppermint mouthwash, unscented body wash, tea tree shampoo, and long-lasting natural deodorant. Emmerix Essentials is free of chemicals and toxins that may harm your body. We carefully select pure and simple ingredients to create formulas that are certified USDA made with organic. Our mission is to offer you everyday organic household products to enhance your life. Truly feel the difference by going organic natural without compromising on quality. Feel good about using Emmerix Essentials. Start saving money and stop exposing yourself and your family to toxic ingredients. Visit InfoWarsStore.com and learn more about the new Emmerix Essentials line of organic products. That's InfoWarsStore.com.
After being sold out for months, our best-selling Super Blue Fluoride toothpaste is now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. The first shipment of Super Blue sold out in 1 week. I thought it would be a six-month supply for listeners. And since then, people are beating down our doors wanting to be able to resupply their Super Blue. Research across the board is clear. In fact, it's certified. When bacteria infects your gums, it can enter your bloodstream and even contribute to blood clots and heart attacks. That's why the last Surgeon General's report on oral health warns that your oral health can have a serious impact on your entire body. Super Blue Fluoride Free Toothpaste is a groundbreaking new formula. It's loaded with good halogen iodine instead of the bad halogen fluoride. Super Blue contains natural oils and ingredients used since biblical times to help wipe out bad bacteria and eliminate bad breath. Just some of the ingredients in Super Blue, chosen by our dental experts, include xylitol, peppermint oil, iodine, nano silver, and more. Learn more about InfoWars Life Super Blue Toothpaste at InfoWarsLife.com and support the InfoWar while you support healthy gums and teeth.
Alex Jones here to tell you about how you can help spread liberty worldwide while also enjoying what I have found to be the best tasting 100% organic coffee on the planet. For more than a decade, my favorite coffee has come from the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers grow their unique shade-grown Arabica beans. We have now managed to secure these sought-after beans in a highly customized blend. Discover and try a bag of the Patriot Blend 100% organic coffee at InfoWarsLife.com. This coffee gives gives you a long, smooth pick-me-up for hours without the headaches and heartburn that so many other coffees give me personally. Hands down, this is my favorite coffee. And it's taken us years to secure connections directly to the Chiapas Mexican farmers. Drop by the site today, order a bag or two, and I don't think you're going to be disappointed. Available in original or with our immune support infusion blend, you will be supporting a free press, all the while enjoying a truly great tasting cup of my favorite coffee. Available at InfoWarsLife.com.
Making talk radio great again. It's The War Room with Owen Schroyer. The silent majority has a voice. This is The War Room with Owen Schroyer.
Welcome back, folks. Well, they're pretty much trying to fight back against President Trump on everything that he's doing to try to make America great again, whether it be him trying to stop sanctuary cities, him trying to secure the border, him trying to put Americans first. And now Mayor Rahm Emanuel, you didn't think he could go any lower, has now said that he is banning Trump from Chicago after DACA decision. So Rahm Emanuel has gone completely insane. Here's that clip.
But I want to emphasize one thing that the alderman noted, the chairman, that I think is very important. And that is that President Trump has talked about ending the Dreamers program. To all the Dreamers that are here in this room and in the city of Chicago, you are welcomed in the city of Chicago.
Unless you're American.
This is your home.
You're not a Dreamer if you're an American.
You have nothing to worry about. Chicago, our schools, our neighborhoods, our city, as it relates to what President Trump said, will be a Trump-free zone. You have nothing to worry about. And I want you to know this, and I want your family
so
to know.
So now Rahm Emanuel is of the same mindset of not my president.
To school, pursue your dreams.
No, he is your president.
As your classmate just talked about, we're the only city in the United States that if you get a B average in high school, community college is free, and it is open to Dreamers. It is the only public scholarship in the United States, public funded scholarship, in which Dreamers are able to access those resources. So to all those who are part of what are referred to as DACA or Dreamers, you will always be Dreamers in the eyes of the city of Chicago because you have big dreams and we want to be part of those dreams. So rest assured in that effort.
Okay, so let's go back to the War Room poll on Twitter right now. Let's see where it's at, because there's actually an interesting point here. So Rahm Emanuel says that Chicago is a Trump-free zone. Okay, that doesn't make sense. President Trump is the president of the United States. Chicago is a city in Illinois. Illinois is a state in the Union. Okay, so here you go, though. So if we had to choose between funding FEMA or funding DACA, which should we fund? 82% of the 10,000 votes are saying FEMA over DACA. So here's the thing. Look at all these quotes. I'm seeing this from all the leftist liberals. DACA doesn't require funding. It doesn't take funding for DACA. This is all the response from the liberals. You just heard it from Rahm Emanuel. Quote unquote dreamers, people here because of DACA are getting public funds. See, it's so infuriating. The complete ignorance of the left, where they literally don't understand how DACA costs them money. So, okay, so then you're insinuating that, okay, DACA doesn't require any funding at all. We don't need any public funds to take care of these dreamers. So then how are they dreamers? They've got it made. They don't need public funding. They must have everything great privately. So why do they need DACA? Why do we have DACA? No, that common sense, that logic reasoning just doesn't exist in their minds. And so then it all gets justified when Rahm Emanuel says he's going to ban Trump from Chicago after DACA. And then he admits, pull up the poll again, all of these nitwits that say that DACA doesn't require public funding are wrong again. Rahm Emanuel just said it. He gives scholarship money, public funds to dreamers. So Okay, so now, wow, I didn't even think of this. So wait a second. Let me find my old story from the, here it is. Federation for American Immigration Reform. It has all the states listed where illegals have taken their jobs. Here's Alabama, 90,000, Alaska, 7,000, Arizona, 280,000, Arkansas, 40,000, California, 1.9 million, Colorado, 140,000. The list goes on and on and on and on. Well, now I think we need another list. Let's get a list of all the scholarships that have been taken from Americans and given to quote unquote dreamers. But here's the thing. We're not against dreamers. We're not against people that want to come here from other countries. I'm not against someone that comes here whose parent breaks the law, knowingly takes a risk, knowingly breaks the law, crosses the border, and brings their kid with them. That I'm not against that kid. We're not against that kid. What Trump wants is immigration reform that has common sense and makes sense and provides these people a real future where they don't need DACA. But for all the liberals responding, DACA doesn't require funding. Wake up. You're a complete moron. If DACA didn't require funding, if the Dreamers didn't need any public assistance, then the bill wouldn't exist. Now, let's bring Leanne McAdoo on. I'm sure she's got all kinds of stuff to comment on. Leanne, do you want to talk about DACA or do you want to get right into the hurricane?
Well, I mean, obviously the hurricane's the big story that apparently the left thinks President Trump created it with his hurricane making machine in order to take the attention off of DACA.
The same left that said Alex Jones said Obama created other hurricanes or said Bush created hurricanes. Now they're saying it's Trump doing it. So Alex Jones is a conspiracy theorist for correctly mentioning that they do have weather making capabilities. But then on the other end of it, Trump has a hurricane machine and he's attacking.
So they never like those weapons when they're in the wrong hands, the hand of their oppressor. I just think it's so funny how people have been screaming how Trump is literally Hitler and he's going to be this dictator in charge, when it was actually former President Obama who passed DACA, said that it was just a temporary move. It's called deferred action. So people knew that it was temporary. Something was going to be happening with it. It was kind of a can that got kicked down the line. But Obama literally was a dictator when he tried to change the immigration law via executive order. Now Trump is saying, look, that's not how it works in this country. For whatever reason, Congress couldn't get it passed. If it's so important to Congress, why couldn't they get it passed via the Obama administration? Why did he have to do it with executive order? So now Trump is saying, look, Congress, it's time for you to do your job. If this is so important to you, then you need to get this passed. You're on a 6-month timeline. I think that's really impressive. Finally putting it in their hands, and it's going to have some big results there and big effect on 2018.
Yeah, exactly. They keep saying Trump's an authoritarian, but he keeps proving he's not an authoritarian, handing things over to Congress, letting things take their pass through Congress. This DACA decision is the most recent example of that. And just to give the audience an idea, again, this is from the Federation for American Immigration Reform. Leanne, in the great state of Florida where you are right now, 590,000 jobs were given to non-citizens instead of Americans. So we'll just go ahead and leave that right there. But let's get back into the hurricane here. You're in Florida. What is the response you're seeing right now?
Well, you know, where I am, I'm kind of on the sun coast. So it's the central Gulf Coast, and people here kind of suffer through what we call hurricane fatigue. We have so many hurricanes every season, and a lot of them just amount to really nothing. So people are just kind of, we tend to wait it out here. But as you can see from the shelves, there is panic buying. People are panic buying. I think it's really because this storm is massive. It's a catastrophic hurricane. Obviously, we're seeing it's totally rocking Puerto Rico and the islands right now. But we don't know what's going to happen by the time it gets to Florida. They call it the cone of uncertainty. And they give you literal updates every 5 minutes on the news here about how catastrophic this could be. And so people are panic buying. You can't get water. All of the soups are off of the shelves. People, all the crackers, things like that they can keep, applesauce, things that people can store for quite some time. People were lined up for blocks and blocks, blocking traffic in the middle of the intersection just to get gas. But there's no gas shortage here, mm-hmm. and there's not going to be a gas shortage, but people are in a total panic as far as that goes. But then you talk to them and they're like, well, I don't think it's going to, I think it's going to be all right. So I don't know why.
And a lot of this, a lot of this is media driven. It's the same thing. Right. The media says there's going to be gas shortages. So everybody rushes to the gas station. Well, that's not how it works. If there's going to be a gas shortage, it's going to be a week down the road. But this is something the media does. They always say that it's going to hit the major metropolitan areas. So they say, oh, it's going to hit Miami. Well, they really don't know that. It might hit Florida. It might not. Leanne McAdoo with more on Hurricane Irma and hurricane season. Also, Alex Jones and a special guest coming up.
We've got great air filters, great water filters, great non-GMO heirloom seeds, great books, great films, great Patriot apparel to meet like-minded people. And we've got a new humongoid sale. Not the number of things that are on massive sale, but on what's on sale. Out for months, not been on sale for months and months. We've never offered Super Mel Vitality, known concentrated herbs, cold pressed. Super Mel Vitality, 57% off. It's never been the price it is right now with 3,596 reviews, 4.6 reviews total by third-party sites. Unprecedented, and it's cold pressed. That's why Super Male is so different. People say, well, I know these compounds work because it's admitted to science, and these are other, what you sell, they, BuzzFeed said, is like, is already best-selling stuff that's been certified as, you know, healthy and good forever. Why these aren't anything new? Because why do something new when you can have the oldest and best, but cold pressed? Please listen carefully, because I'm about to point out three things that will save you a lot of money while you get high-quality products and fund the info war. A 360 win. Number one, when you choose AutoShip before checkout, we give you 10% off on your order at InfoWarsStore.com. Number two, you're also able to get items that are out of stock when you sign up for AutoShip, because we hold back a surplus for AutoShip customers. Number three, we're giving you free shipping on all orders above $50. Listeners have been requesting this for years because it's so easy to forget to reorder the products that you need each month. Just go to InfoWarsStore.com, select your favorite product or products, click on AutoShip, and choose how often you want us to send you another order. As you know, I coined the term 360 win, and with the new AutoShip feature at InfoWarsLife.com, this is a sure win. 10% off on AutoShip. Win, win, win at InfoWarsLife.com. Free shipping on orders above $50. And all out-of-stock items are never out of stock when you sign up for AutoShip.
Hey, did you know that you can now preserve your own food for up to 25 years and still maintain its nutrition and flavor? That's right. Now's the time to build your own food storage with Harvest Rites freeze dryers. Go to InfoWarsStore.com to learn more and check out this innovative and smart technology that's easy to use. And let me tell you something, it is perfect for freeze drying fruits, vegetables, meats, dairy products, desserts, and entire meals. Woo, that's what I'm talking about. And when compared to traditional methods of preservation, like canning or dehydrating, you know, like what you get at the grocery store, there is no comparison. Harvest Rite freeze dryers retain 97% of the food's taste, color, and nutritional value, and have a shelf life of up to 25 years. Now that's what I call the miracle of food preservation. Harvest Rite is truly the world's best, most affordable freeze dryer. So what are you waiting for? Check it out right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Visit InfoWarsLife.com to secure your canister. We have worked for years with our chemists and scientists to create the most powerful and affordable, great-tasting multivitamin formula available. Vitamin Mineral Fusion Drink Mix at InfoWarsLife.com is loaded with a full month's supply of essential vitamins, minerals, and amino acids that your body absolutely needs. In the history of InfoWars Life, we've brought out a lot of amazing products like Survival Shield X2, Super Male Vitality, and so many others. With its unique delivery system and proprietary manufacturing process designed for maximized effects, this formula is the platinum standard of multivitamin mineral products. And this part is most important. The ingredients in Vitamin Mineral Fusion are either plant-derived or of the highest quality lab standard. That means it's clean. That means it's pure. And rest secured, you're fighting the tip of the spear in the info war. That's InfoWarsLife.com and Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Take action now before we sell out.
This is the return of the Republic. And this is the War Room with Owen Schroyer.
All right. right, welcome back to the War Room, and I'm a little nervous now. Sitting next to me is a, well, it's a cross between Maxine Waters, John Podesta, and a clown. But I'm told I'm a clownophobe if I don't love this person, so I love you, clown.
That's right. Now just go, I kidnap kids and kill them. Salon says pedophilia is okay. So what the hell's your problem? We're going to put out this child murdering porn called It the Clown by Stephen King, who's a great American, and we're going to show little kids getting murdered and killed. But you disagree with Salon when they say they put some drooling slob on there saying he wants your five-year-old daughter? Listen, at least I just butcher them and suck their souls out. What the hell is your problem, you racist? You want to admit you got problems? You're not tolerant of me? You want to apologize and say you're not itophobic? You want to say I can identify as a clown if I want, huh?
I'm giving you airtime, clown.
I don't need airtime here, Owen. I'll come out of your toilet, rip your hemorrhoids out.
No.
Is that clear?
Not my hemorrhoids.
Who is that little lady there? I can come out of her toilet,
no,
too.
No. Don't attack her.
Leanne Matthews.
Leave her alone.
For a while.
Leave her alone.
Let me tell you, this new it doesn't have this cool Yankee accent I got. The real it has got this Brooklyn accent. And it knows what... let me tell you something about Podesta and those 65,000 succulent hot dogs. You ought to be lucky they just want succulent hot dogs, okay? Because where I come from, we dress like this when we kidnap your children and torture them to death, all right? That's the liberal thing we do. And Cernovich over there, what do you got to say for yourself, eh?
Who'd you vote for?
I voted for Hillary. And I like the spirit cooking.
Do you like?
Who do you think they have runs those spirit cooking events?
Is that you with Marina Abramovich?
That's me right there.
Do you like Skippy peanut butter?
You're all going to be watching the movies Friday, scared of me. You don't know the history of clowns, do you? Going back to Egypt on their heirs, they dress with red hair and this white paint when you would bring your children to us to be sacrificed.
Wait, Leanne said she's scared of clowns.
Well, that's because she's a racist. She's a racist against child molesters and killers. What do you got to say for yourself? Shame on you, Leanne. Shame on you for not being a child molester. You want to apologize or you want to deliver me some kids? You got an ice cream truck? I got an ice cream truck.
Well, I feel bad. I'm going to go see the movie on Friday, so.
I can't hear. I need a wire.
She said she's going to see your movie on Friday.
See my movie on Friday.
I feel bad for supporting you.
Son of a bitch.
Dark wave.
I lost my wire. Get it in there.
Yes, clown.
Some other wire.
Yes, clown. Whatever you need, clown.
Listen here. Shut up, everybody.
Just don't suck my
blood. Son of a, what do you say to me?
Who's your favorite Podesta, John or Tony?
I like Tony. He's got great taste in art. Salted meat's his favorite.
Good taste in art.
He and I have sat down to some delicious dinners that would crawl off your plate if they weren't tied down. Let me tell you. Yeah. Some good stuff, too. And there's nothing America's going to do about it. Nothing you're going to do. Nothing. You do nothing.
I don't want to be a clownist. So
are you a pedophile phobe?
No, Mr. Clown.
Hurry up. I have some children. They belong to me.
What do you want to see done to Donald Trump, Mr. Clown?
Well, Donald Trump is an enemy because, you know, he tries to have cooler hair than mine. Now, that number one really upsets me a lot. But, you know, I think Donald Trump's a bad person because he's not a psychopath like me or a sociopath like me. And I think people like him and people like you need to just roll over and let us run the show, okay?
What? You mean Democrats? Are you a Democrat?
Let's just say I like John Podesta and I like Hillary and I like their taste in meat. Cernovich, what do you, what's, you got anything to say over there?
Just enjoying the show.
Have you ever met Bill de Blasio or Rahm Emanuel?
Let's just say Bill de Blasio has some amazing assistants.
I've heard. You're very close, I see.
Cernovich, did you quit doing your video?
Yeah, I cut off the stream. We were losing reception. Do you disavow America? Do you disavow all that is good about this world?
I do.
You disavow the innocence? The poor young people out there that are afraid of clowns?
Well, I think it's terrible that Mexico doesn't have stricter immigration laws, so that I can be even more hypocritical when the United States has some laws that aren't even as strong as Mexico's. I think it's great that Obama acted as a dictator, like Leanne was saying, to put all that in place so that he could just legalize whoever he wanted and said they're a kid. I'm a kid. Push me around in a baby stroller. Let me kill 20 people. Let me be deported 40 times. You don't get a border. I'm the boss. I say what's fake news. CNN, my favorite channel.
Do you love the Somalis?
I do love the Somalis. I do love my Muslims, too. Oh, they're so good. Oh, they're so sweet.
Leanne, do you want to confront your fear of clowns right now?
You know what? That is so frightening, and I can't believe that the Pumpkinhead fits in that mask.
The Pumpkinhead?
You know, the great part is, I'm not even plugged in. I don't even hear. Hey, it's like Archie Bunker here.
Most clowns are deaf, I thought, anyway.
Shut up.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
We're liberal, and you know we run things.
Why does Stephen King hate Trump so much?
Yeah.
Well, Stephen King knows we like to dress up in clown outfits when we do certain things. He's a good man. He harvests all the fear of the people. Kind of revelation of the method to know what we're up to and what we're doing. And we like Stephen King. We like him a lot. Yeah, Stephen King knows all about what's going on. He's a good man. A lot of other good men out there, too, you know. Dennis Hastert. That's another good man. We really like him. He knows what to do.
You probably like the Cuomos, too. Are you tight?
Oh, the best people are the Cuomos.
Yeah.
Oh, nice. Not
hey, Dennis Rodman's a good man. He's going to bring peace between Trump and Kim Jong-un.
See, when Salon tells you how they're drooling over your daughter, your five-year-old daughter, it puts an extra sauce on things to tell you what we're going to do. Let me tell you something. Hey, I'm gonna tell you right to your face. That makes it better. Hey, what are we going to do to you? You're not going to submit to me, or I'm going to call you a racist. Hey, you don't want me to call you names? Get out and bow to me right now. I'm CNN. Bow to me. No, bow to CNN.
How do I know you're CNN?
Believe me, baby, I like $65,000 hot dogs.
Do you like spirit cooking?
Bow to the $65,000
Do you like spirit cooking? Tell me Trump's a racist and I'll believe you.
Where we see who likes
Say it. Trump's a racist or I don't believe you.
Of course he's a racist.
It is CNN.
Because he doesn't love the children like I do. I love the children. And look at this Cernovich over here.
It is CNN.
He has no idea how weak the public is. They're going to side with me the whole time.
Wait a second, CNN. Didn't you have to retract a story and fire some people?
No, CNN tells the truth.
What?
And this hair is real, too.
Did you steal that from
ladies?
Did you steal that from Maxine Waters?
You want to ride my Mercedes?
Is that from Maxine Waters? Wig line.
We both have the same toupee maker.
Oh, I see.
Wow. But the toupee is made from my butt hair.
Oh, Maxine Waters puts your butt hair on her head every day?
She does every day.
Is she into that?
The truth is, I am Maxine Waters. You're one. Notice you never see us separately together. Because it's always, you can't be seen together. Oh, what a good woman. She cares about you so much, Owen. She cares about the babies, too. Maxine Waters.
Just not in her own
philanthropist,
district.
Okay? So am I, for the children, though. Leanne, I see you laughing. Sure.
You're all about the children, aren't you? CNN, Maxine Waters.
I like the children. And, you know, no one should spread the videos of the news war. No one should spread the videos of War Room. No one should support InfoWars.com. It's an organization that has to be dealt with, right, Georgie?
Are you affiliated with the WikiLeaks putting the children in the hot tubs for fun? Were you behind that?
The WikiLeaks, they did not put the children in the hot tub. They were that was the Podestas. It was for the entertainment. And I always entertain.
With the kids in the hot tub. I'm a little confused, CNN Maxine Waters. Were you at those parties?
Well, you're always confused. What about Mr. Cernovich? We got 2 minutes left. in the inaugural show here.
There's only 30 seconds, CNN clown.
Well, just, what do you say for yourself?
It always bothered me that there was a subterranean place for Tony Podesta to watch films. Of all the things that came out, and that was actually in the Washington Post and the Guardian. And I'll never understand why you need to watch movies in a basement. That'll never make any sense to me. Ever.
Well, it all makes the meat taste more salty. This broadcast brought to you by Salted Meat.
You developed Living Defense for us. It took
nothing
over a year
you gotta
to
do.
It. Why is this
nothing.
So good?
Because people are actually waking up to the problem that pretty much scares me the most. I mean, I try to make sure that I don't put toxins from food and water and beverages in my system. But right now we're dealing with massive parasites, which is anything that's harmful to your body that lives off a host mechanism. Right now with all the refugees, spreading disease around. We have biological warfare going on everywhere. These are all parasites.
Tell us about all the stuff that said. There's so many things that are in it.
You have the neem in there. You have the organic clove bud, the organic wormwood. I recommend doing a parasite cleanse at least twice a year.
All right. Well, I'm glad we've got some back in because I'm going back on it today. It just came back in yesterday. Living Defense, InfoWarsLife.com. And folks, you can't lose. It's full of stuff that's great for your body, period. And you support the broadcast, InfoWarsLive.com. Thank you, Dr. Group from the Global Healing Center. Thank you so much for all your work, sir, on this great product.
You deserve a deep, restful sleep with Knockout by InfoWars Life. Our organic formula is made from high-quality natural ingredients such as valerian root extract, L-tryptophan, lemon balm leaf extract, and melatonin. Knockout packs a powerful punch to get you through the night and achieve proper sleep. Millions of people around the world experience daytime drowsiness, but with the rapid speed of life, we need to be able to keep up the pace. Our natural mixture harnesses the power of 10 known ingredients to let your body relax and get the sleep you need. Wake up refreshed and take on the day. InfoWars Life wants to bring you a sleep support formula that goes above and beyond other leading brands at an affordable price. Get the sleep you deserve and experience the power of Knockout. Head on over to InfoWarsLife.com and say goodbye to fatigue. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
The silent majority is no longer silent. This is The War Room with Owen.